Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zoglings, across the fruited, nutted Zog Plain in the open air, free range nut house, which is all beloved or not so beloved Zog. Tonight is June 6th, 2010, and this is episode number 21. Too much edumacation turns a retard into a creatard. And pretty well, I'm going to go ahead and be talking mainly about this character called Tade the Butcher, also known as Hunter Wallace. And I know his real name, and I'm not going to go ahead and use it because everybody else don't go ahead and knows how to use it. By the way, it was 4 years ago today on June 6th of 06 when this nigger psychiatrist, who I call the witch doctor, went ahead and upped my illegal doping when I was at the nut house, and I wrote a grievance about it. Compared the nigger bitch to a spawn of Satan or something like that. And the thing about it is that once you end up having to really deal with niggers, you find out how much you actually do hate them and how much they hate you. So, in any case, I'm going to go ahead and play, although the thing about the niggers and the Jews and the muds and the cuds is that swiggers who have gone ahead and brought this thing about here. I mean, you can't really blame an animal for acting like an animal. And you really can't blame a Jew, spawn of Satan, for acting like a Jew. But you can certainly blame the Uyghurs who went ahead and brought them into this country. And then, once they got them here, went ahead and made them our equals, and then went ahead and made them our superiors. That's because Uyghurs would go ahead and disobey Yahweh. The curse was is that the Canaanites and the Jews would be brought along here. So I'm going to go ahead and play Dave Ball's Thinking Problem. I'm going to go ahead and get it up. And I'm going to go ahead and play Uyghur Problem, though. Okay? I still ain't got that thing worked out yet. Okay? But see what it can do. Alrighty. Got it up. Alright, it's coming here. Sonic Knights. Oh, well. They've got to go ahead and advertise Sonic. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't mind a 99 cent sun, midnight or later. Alright, here goes. Sonic Knight! We got a Uyghur problem! Uyghurs always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stood the Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. I wake up and ride away. Some stupid Uyghur comes to my mind. The way he starts and slow. Stupid Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. And they don't know how to stop. The way they run to and fro, stupid Uyghurs you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Uyghur problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Thank you. Dave Ball is whining about how things used to be, which is what wiggers do. They do whine a lot about how things used to be. Anyway, rather than go ahead and look at how things actually are. Anyway, in here at 12, well, we will see. Anyway, someone's going ahead and saying the creatards are a small problem. And the answer of it is they're a relatively large problem in the bowel movement. And the thing is that essentially creatardivity was invented by this homosexual Jew named Benny Klassen. And he got screwed over by other Jews. He became a self-hating Jew. So what he did is he went ahead and took the Jew religion of where the Jews worshiped themselves as a people, as gods. He went ahead and turned it to where, hey, look, the white man should go ahead and he should be the god and they should worship the white people as the creators. And yes, they usually do self-destruct. Wiggerswill's over on Faith Forum yapping about how he kept all these Christian people away from William Pierce's National Alliance. And the stupid shit doesn't seem to realize is that since he went ahead and was very successful, there wasn't an open Christian within miles of Pierceville, you know, six fags over Pierceville. He doesn't seem to stop to think is that, well, because there was no Christians around, guess what? He can't blame the Christians for Pierceland falling apart. And the best thing I've seen was on this Ashkenazi activist blog where someone came in and said that Pierce was told he had prostate cancer and he was going to die within a couple months. And essentially, he just went ahead and gave up and didn't even pay attention to go ahead and choosing a success for National Alliance. Now, I think it's a little bit more than that. I think that essentially Pierce in some ways was a lot like Butler in that he went ahead and attracted all these diegetic people and tards and skinheads and the rest of these vermin. And as a result, he had much the same result. But he got $400,000. I used to talk to Thatcher Lane, who was David Lane's wife, not a wife in the flesh, but it was a political marriage, and she's blessed with David Lane through the 90s until in the early 2000s, her and her biological children were being harassed in St. Maurice, Idaho, and she went ahead and just sold all her David Lane stuff and kicked old, this guy named Van out, who did a bunch of the artistry work and the rest. And the remaining, alliance members, well, they're not all creatards. But Wiggerswill has to make a big thing. A lot of them are exactly creatards. They're cosmetologists is what I call them. Now I think they call them cosmotheology or something like that. And it was some weird. It was another weird ass religion made up by Pierce that didn't last very long. So creatards did that here. They went ahead and made. Benny Klassen went ahead and made Wiggers into their own worship, to worship themselves just like Jews worship themselves. But the thing is that in many cases, the cosmetologists and the creatards, they get along pretty good together. Now, me and John Britton, but the only creatards we had any liking for was James Von Bruin. And it's been nearly a year since he went ahead and did the Holo-Hoax thing. And I'm pretty sure that it was the D-Day celebration of last year which pretty well put him over the edge. The Jews had gone ahead and taken away his Social Security check and making him live on less and less and less. And he really hated the fact that he had gone ahead as a war hero, an actual war hero, as opposed to Traitor Glenn Miller, Traitor Glenn Miller claims to be a Green Beret. So does Wiggerswill. And the thing about it is, anybody who's been in the Army knows that there's such a thing as a DD-214 and can pretty well tell where you've been stationed at and how. So, James von Braun was an actual war hero. And he got pretty well screwed over by the Jews, and he decided to go ahead and be killed. And he only had, since he was a felon, he only had an old 22 rifle. And that's pretty much what I thought would happen. And he'd go ahead and von Braun would play with creativity. He spent a night at Trader Glenn Miller's, and Trader Glenn Miller was talking about what a big friend or buddy that von Braun was. But he went on up to an Aryan Nations thing, and then everybody told him about, Trader Glenn Miller, and he was very annoyed that Trader Glenn Miller was talking about how he was a big friend of his, and didn't talk about how he was a chicken shit yellow dog who ran out on people and knocked them all out. And, Trader Glenn Miller, he goes ahead and does the same thing. Oh, by the way, I have a thing is that Trader Glenn Miller was in the hospital the other day. Let me see if I can go ahead and see it. Where did I have it? I had it somewhere. Okay, we'll find that. It's Trader Glenn Miller. And it was yesterday. It was yesterday. He said that he couldn't get his things to be printed here because, let me see. Petition for declaratory filing. Trader Glenn Miller was whining and talking about how he wasn't allowed to run. He's making a big deal about that because I've accused him. He's whining about it. I've accused him, and I've pretty well proven that they deliberately went ahead and filed in order to go ahead and blow this thing here. But he's whining. He says, why? Because last Tuesday, 1st June at 5:30 a.m., my phone 911, and I was rushed to the emergency room in an ambulance, hooked up to an oxygen tank due to breathing difficulty. I thought I was kicking the freaking bucket. The visions of Valkyries. Why would Valkyries go to a rat like Trader Glenn Miller? I mean, do they mistake him for a pig or something? To be fed on? Who would want to eat a rat like Trader Glenn Miller? Why in the world? I mean, he goes ahead, now he's he was Christian identity when he was had a whole bunch of people following him. People like Steve Miller, who ended up going to jail because of Trader Glenn Miller, who's Christian identity. And there was a lot of Christian identity who got screwed by Trader Glenn Miller. Anyway. That's all. Anyway. He's a federal informant. He still is. He used to go ahead and run around. He still does. He tries to go ahead and jump in. He was running around, nosing around the Reform Party in 2000 when I was running for United States Senator. That was before Trey Glenn Miller sort of screwed the pooch in 2006. And from what I gather, he they went ahead and gave him, says the diagnosis was pneumonia mixed with bronchitis. Treatment antibiotics. I'm better now, but not over the hill. Look, Trey Glenn Miller, I mean, if you croaked off, everyone would be real pleased. He says, it's his understanding the FCC will announce its ruling next week. And he's whining because these radio stations aren't taking his ads no more. Now, he's up to close to the $5,000 limit, and after that, he's going to go ahead and have to say where he gets the money from, too. And I imagine a lot of these here little, I call it Zog Rat Pack, Political Action Committee. I imagine they're not going to go ahead and want to have their names, real names and addresses listed. So probably the money was going to dry up anyway. He's pretty well milking for all it's worth. And I need to go ahead and work on my brief about that. And pretty well what I'm going to go ahead and ask the Jew judge is simply that since they don't want to hold an open primary, well, then don't hold an open primary. Since the Republican Party decided they could go ahead and keep me from running, hey, look, there's not going to be an open Republican Party, primary, and there's not going to be an open Democrat primary. And Secretary of State, Robin Carnahan, Why, maybe there oughtn't to be a Democrat primary unless you go ahead and kick Margaret or Robin Carnahan off, because she has to go ahead and play this game to where she's going to go ahead and refuse to sign people up for these open primaries. You know, look, political parties, if you don't want to have an open primary to where you allow anybody to run, then don't have an open, you know, then don't have a primary. Just simply let me know that the only people who are running are those who, you know, those who go ahead and, you know, the political parties go ahead and nominate. Let's not go ahead and pretend these elections really mean anything. But, anyway, I'll go ahead and check NimBusters. I'll go ahead and open it in another. Let me see. I'll go ahead and open it here. Some guy says, NimBuster message board. And I don't know. Idiots. Middle of the year. Well, I don't know who these NimBusters are here. Or are they an anti-racist group then? Okay, well, I have no doubt that you end up having a whole bunch of, I have no doubt you have a bunch of these here, little Jews and idiots and the rest of them playing their little game here. I'm looking at this sort of thing on there here. Oh, too much education turns a retard, you know, into a, Well, it looks like I am on there here. And, do not click on the link. Well, I guess they're going ahead, and claiming that this TalkShoe thing here has a bad link or something like that. But, from my gather, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, let me see. Anyway. So, anyway, why is Ixelberg allowed to slander me? Because, hey, you know, the thing about Ixelberg is that, pretty well Ixelberg and Zed pretty well ruined Stumbleweg. When old Breck was worried about 30% drop, actually he had better than a 50% drop. And between Stumbleweg and Beer Barrel, there is actually probably as many messages being posted as ever were. It's just a stumble in, lost a lot of them. And the reason of it, I mean, Ixelberg is just a little dirty little Jew mamzer. The other night, he gone ahead and posted Marty as a pedo here, so I just went ahead and deleted that out of, you know, Winston and Ian, the Jew lag. I put that Ixelberg is a Jew faggot. And essentially, Ixelberg, he's just a nasty little critter. I called him to stumble in, yesterday, and pretty well I was asking how I could go ahead and mix songs, and you can mix songs easier, according to Breckenridge Elkins at Blog Talk, than you can here on TalkShoe. But the problem with Blog Talk is you're only allowed to go ahead and broadcast for another time, and usually one of these shows usually lasts 3 hours. It may not last as long this time, but I mean, you know, this is the problem. The problem with Ixelberg is mainly Zed. He pretty well, Zed allows Ixelberg to do what he wants here. And for whatever reason, it's been a year since I ran Maude the Fraud Flanders off. And Zed was trying to protect old Maude the Fraud, but essentially old Maude, he was pretty well worried that I'd detect who he was. and then just find out his IP number and then go ahead and detect it or, you know, send out my marker dues. And then the little bastard would never be able to become a lawyer or a judge or something like that here. And, you know, these little bastards here, they just love having power over other people here. Now, someone like old Maude in a well-run white society here, the first time he did it, he'd probably end up be blinded and gelded here, and that would be, yeah, that would put the end to it. But Maude, he whined, and he ran over to, mutant sperm front. He was whining, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Well, why should they not? They should do something about that maniac, Martin Lindstedt. And, I've heard a number of people. They're whining that, you know, I got turned loose from the nut house. You know, Terry Glenn Miller is one of them. Whining, whining, whining. So you end up having these people, and I'm going to go ahead and try to get to where I was pretty well talking about, Exibert is a total waste. He's actually calling here. One time he called in and says, I'm not no Jew and I'm not no homo. And the thing about it is he fulfills all the little cliches about Jew, little Jew faggot homos. He's fascinated. He's fascinated by Nazis. He just has to impersonate one. And he hates Christian identity, of course, which is a given. And the thing about it is that I've had people, you have pictures of a turd, like old Delaney said. And yeah, I do. I mean, it's not as gross a picture. In fact, it's the least gross picture of a turd I can find. You know, sort of a human turd. You know, I've seen some real ones that made me sort of sick looking at them here, and I don't really look at here. But I want to point out is that what do we have? We have a bowel movement. The bowel movement goes ahead and produces turds here. Anyway, Trader Glenn Miller was sick. He doesn't know where he's going to get out of it. He was sick of June 1st, and he probably went to the Springfield Hospital, probably over to Cox Medical Center, which is the main one there, and he has pneumonia. And I'm hoping that the worthless bastard croaks off here pretty soon. Serve him right. But anyway, he said he had pneumonia mixed with bronchitis. Now, I don't know. He's probably a life response. Yeah, God knows he's an Anglo Macizo that drank himself like crazy. And I was telling Fish Killer a week ago or so, is that it looked like his liver spots. I was looking at his video ads from a month or so ago, and it looks like his liver spots have sort of spread like Gorbachev's birthmark here. You know, old Flush Rimblow used to go ahead and make a big joke about how Gorbachev's birthmark was beginning to look not just like the Eastern Coast here, but it began to grow and expand and look like more and more and more like America. And Trey Glenn Miller's liver spots here from his defective liver, from all the drinking he's done here, his liver spots would seem to have gone ahead and grown and grown and grown and grown. So pretty well, if it keeps on growing some more, it might go ahead and take out all the petty cash drawer of the Department of Zogland Insecurity the way he's going. But anyway, anyway, where was we? I want to go ahead and get to where, the problem with the bowel movement in many cases is that there's so many people, they want to go ahead and imitate Kevin McDonald, and, Professor Kevin McDonald and William Pierce and the rest of them, and they're not really leaders here, and Fade is one of them here. Now, I value Fade for doing what he does best, and what he does best is create these films like he did before Fag Thieves, before it got took over. Now, I think it got took over by some Sephardic Jew Mansers in Belgium, and essentially Four Fag Thieves is just a way for the Euro, for the Euro fags to go ahead and keep track of who's straying off the reservation here. And that's why I think Four Fags Feeds is the way it is here. But if you go ahead and look, Star and Jake Featherstone, the rest of them here, they're not really that much white nationalists anymore because they're posting over on Sperm Front and all this sort of thing. So they're pretty well becoming less and less and less white nationalists. They're just going ahead and going through the motions. And if you go ahead and insult some bowel movement figure, you're going to end up going ahead and get a neg rep or something like that. That's what happened to one of my sock puppets over on Four Side Seats. And these people, they claim to be white nationalists, and they're not. Anyway, Fade had a pretty good one. He ended up going ahead, and his forum got a lot of people. Got the first wave of what I called the first wave of VNNF boat pistol, and I was one of them. I was one of the people who Linder pretty well essentially banned after the Christmas coup of 2004. And I went to Four Fag Thieves and was there for a while because it was a free speech forum. But they did that fairly free speech here. Now, you go ahead and put me and Six Killer and Morris Gillette, he was Rapid Roy, and he'd go ahead and he's going to put us in a little gulag, as he called it. I said, don't call it the gulag, call it the Jewlag. And, me and Six Killer and Morris Gillette were the first ones in that gulag. And speaking of which, Fade has got a new one here. He's got this Robert Campbell, who Harold Covington suspects is, is stalking him. And let me go ahead and... Occidental Quarterly. No, I'll look at that here. Let me go ahead and go over to... let me see. I'm looking at the other computer. Now, it's turned warm here in Missouri, and every so often the older computer just snaps off. And I think it's caused by the fact that it's just simply being canceled once the chips get too hot here. But the older computer, the older Toshiba, has a lot worse trouble with that than the newer ones do here. Okay, let me get over to Occidental Descent. And let me go to, religion. I got kicked off my the Zogbot fraud is create tardivity. It got censored, and I think it got censored by none other than Robert Campbell. And he used to be called Tard Wee Weesburg, but I call him Tard Wee Weesburg. And Covington thinks that Tard Wee Weesburg is out to screw him. And I thought Covington was pretty well making it up, but more and more and more I look at, I think that is the case here. And he said, Covington's stuff will not be allowed. And Listed will be located down, in his trash form. So essentially, I've been jewlagged here by old Robert Campbell. And I'm wondering, look, Fade, why in the world are you letting some little wigger or something go ahead and determine who says what on your form? And the answer of it is that Fade wants to go ahead, and I think he has delusions of becoming another William Pierce. He surely has enough. He has delusions of becoming another Kevin McDonald. And for some reason, the people in charge are going ahead and letting them. They're catering to that notion. I don't know why, because I don't know why here. About 2 weeks ago, he was yapping about how us old-timers end up having all these old fights here that he is so much better than him, the younger generation. And here I noticed over on Stumbling, him and Ixabert are fighting over who was fishing, for passwords. And Fade says it was Ixabert, and Ixabert says it was Fade. So I tend to believe Fade, more than Ixabert. But on the other hand, I mean, come on, look, you little tards. I mean, you're younger tards. The reason that you don't have as big a fight as the soul timers is because you are fighting with Ixabert. over password phishing, whereas us old-timers who don't much care for Terry Glenn Miller, we're fighting over the fact he went ahead and betrayed the movement. He took $250,000, and then he went ahead and ratted people out.
Oh, okay. Well, here, I got to get up and let the old lady
in.
Nope. You want to tell America that you're going to pee all over everybody if I don't let you in? Am I there?
No, he just went ahead and flipped me the bird. Poopy dog came in, too. He's going to go ahead. You going to leap on my lap? You going to leap on my lap, you little bastard? Bell's a pup. You going to leap on my lap? Come on, leap on my lap. Leap, leap, leap. He leaped. He leaped. He's wagging his tail. He's sitting on there. He sort of looks like a little nipper here on his master's voice here. You don't usually have glow-in-the-dark eyes here unless you go ahead and have a flash or something like that here. But anyway, he loves his daddy, and he's feeling pretty cocky here because it's past 10:30, and it's way too late for a Zyklon B flea bath here. If there's anything that, Bell's a pup hates, it's flea bath. Now, what he'll do is he'll start scratching immediately after, even after we give him a bath here and kill about, 66 fleas. But anyway, he has little poopy dog anxiety attacks. And I think those poopy dog anxiety attacks are over flea baths here. He'll go ahead and crawl underneath the bathroom, or he'll crawl underneath the waterbed where we can't get him. We can't drag him out. We can't go ahead and grab him by the scruff of his little flea collar here and drag him to the sink, kitchen sink, and there give him a flea bath here. He's damn near as bad as a Jew. He's damn near as bad as a Jew. Old Belzebub is about flea baths. But at least if you give him a doggy treat, you're even here. You don't have to go ahead and pay out shekels 60 years afterwards. On the radio command deck? No, he doesn't hear. Let me see. Old Bell's a pup here, or Buddy's a poopy dog. He's part Mexican himself here. He's part Chihuahua, but he's mainly rat terrier, although I call him my little nigger pup. Anyway, you going to jump down, you little bastard? Going to jump down, chase after Mama? Come on, go chase after Mama? All right. Okay, well, he decided to go ahead and head on out. Anyway. Yeah. But I don't think Bell's pup has any Jew dog in him. You know what I mean? Even though he does not much care for them flea bats. she usually ends about two. She ends up going ahead by having two of them here. And what happens is she's convinced that every time old Buddy hears the word bath, he goes ahead and he gets scared here. And I tell him, no, it's a matter of turning on the wash, the hot water tank. And we got electrical hot water tank. That way you can shut it off here and save electricity and all the rest of the stuff. Anyway, where was I? He goes ahead and he hears that sort of thing here, and he sees the washing machine being washed. He sees the dishes being washed here, and I think that is what he figures out, is that, hey, this does not mean a good thing here. I mean, if other stuff's getting washed, that means that old Buddy the Poopy Dog / Little Cujo / Belzebub is next. And usually he's right. And sometimes, even when it's a day where nobody's doing anything, he'll end up having his little poopy dog anxiety attacks, and he'll just get all scared here. And he gets a little bit annoyed at me because I'm the one who goes ahead and catches him, because he's my dog now, because I go ahead and walk him out to the mailbox, and Roxy doesn't do that.
So, anyway, he's always, you know, literally up my ass because he's scared I'm going to go somewhere without him. And when we do go to the store or Neosho without him, he'll go ahead and whine like a combination coyote grandchild. Let's get back to old Fade the Butcher. The thing about Fade is that he does have, obviously, some leadership potential. He's able to go ahead and use that leadership potential. He's able to go ahead and do what he does best, which is run Rebolton forums and blogs here. And he's able to go ahead and get a bunch of young Whiggers to go ahead and write some stuff. And he's able to go ahead and get some older Whiggers. I am surprised that he has gotten, essentially, he's taken over from Greg Johnson. Now, what gets me about all this movement, all this changes in the movement here, is that you wonder if it's gone from, you know, essentially I'm $180, you know, for a V-Bolton software, and then a couple hundred for a couple of years. You used to be able to go ahead and run for, 3 years, a V-Bolton forum here. Now it's up to 400 because V-Bolton 4.0 is more expensive, about $100 more expensive. The problem, though, with V-Bolton 4.0, though, is that it's just, I think it's just crap software. But never mind here. $400, you can have a fairly good forum, and you can have a WordPress blog like Fade does. He's able to go ahead and get a bunch of young Whiggers in. Now, what does he do is that he wants to go ahead and ask Quiggerswill about how in the world, Pearson's National Alliance was run. And I'm looking at him and thinking, Fade, you idiot. Pierce never ran for public office. Pierce was sort of like Butler. He went ahead and, sat at the commune and got the true believers to go ahead and see there and kiss his hand and kiss his ring and kiss his ass, and he'd go ahead and send them all his merry way. I was friends with this guy named Doc Keller. Old Doc sort of betrayed me when I was in the house. You call me here. Have Lex call you, and then I'd call him here, and I was able to get him at jail. And then by the time I went ahead and called him when I was in the nut house, he was talking like I was already dead. And then when I was able to go ahead and call him some more, he just literally hung up on me. It really hurts here when people you thought were your friends, who you've done things for, go ahead and betray you like that. That's why I go ahead and every night I pray, I thank Yahweh for getting me out of the nut house, getting me out of jail, and not going to prison, getting railroaded like this friend of mine who now is in prison, on trumped up charges here. They were out to get him, and they got him. And here, all they have to do is make an accusation, and they'll end up getting a bunch of Whiggers. Oh, it's child molesters that is going ahead and destroying our way of life. No, it's Jews and Whiggers and thieves that is destroying your way of life. You have 750,000 people. You have 750,000 people who are convicted sex offenders here. And I've seen them over at the Newton County Jail. And some of them are just 21-year-old shitheads who had oral sex, who went ahead and, licked her pussy and she sucked his dick. And, since she's a female and she's underage, why now he's charged with two counts of statutory rape and two counts of statutory sodomy here. And now he's a sex offender for the rest of his life because they had, they exchanged blowjobs because they didn't want to make a 16-year-old girlfriend pregnant. Now that isn't the way things should be. And that isn't the way that things shouldn't. Didn't used to be set up here. But in any case, you end up having all these people who do this shit. And here's Fade. He's getting more and more responsibilities, and you hear things changing. And I have not heard explained to me how come Greg Johnson has formed his own publishing thing. It seems like he's been forced out, and nobody tells us this crap here. And I sort of think that if you are running a movement organization, I think you ought to tell people
why you were doing something. Now, I end up going ahead, and, well, Sci-Fi pretty well broke up with me, for which I'm grateful, because Sci-Fi and Hal Turner were big buddies here. And Sci-Fi thinks that he's, you know, he's kicking my ass here by dumping me on June 18th. Well, no, Sci-Fi, you actually did me a favor by saying that you wouldn't work with me on June 18th, because on June 25th, Hal Turner gets arrested by the FBI, and then, you know, the next month he says he's a rat, then the next month he says he's an agent provocateur. So look, Sci-Fi, you tell me that you're going to break with me, and that you and Hal Turner and Visser were going to excommunicate me. I mean, that's solid gold here. I mean, I don't really need Hal Turner's good opinion. So it reminds me of this character named Bill Johnson, who ran as Libertoon candidate for the United States Senate in 1994, and he got the most votes of any candidate. He got 8,000 votes as a Libertoon. Unheard of. He got a whole bunch of, he got a good percentage of it. And the best percentage ever. And as a result, the professional Libertoons, they ran him out. They ran him out and handed him back to Alabama. And 2 years later, he went, as I told this guy, he went boob dolt on us here. He's become a good Republican. Well, he went ahead last year, decided he wanted to run for governor. So he went ahead and quit his high-paid government job, giving out the boodle. To all these poor niggers and the rest, and he decided to run for governor as a Republican. And on June 1st was the primary, and he didn't even make, well, I don't know how many people. I think there were nine people, seven or nine or however many people running, but Bill didn't even get, you know, he may have got fourth place, but he didn't get first and second and third. So at the best, he got fourth place. And, you know, I liked Bill, but then again, there were people I did like, this one militiaman who did like him, and then there was Red Mike Vanderkuyt. Bo, you know, Red Mike Vanderbilt, who hated Bill Johnson, so I didn't know what to say. I knew that old Bill probably wouldn't appreciate, Aryan Nations of Missouri type going ahead and giving him a endorsement, so I just kept my mouth shut, and, you know, things worked out okay. But I've been in the bowel movement for some time here. And the thing about it is that under normal circumstances, it doesn't cost very much to go ahead and run just a forum or a blog or a web page. Well, speaking of which, PastorLinsett.org, I went to 1and1.com, and the problem of it is 1and1.com is it don't really allow a directory after the fact. It allows a directory before the fact. So as a result, the links that I have to my old blog aren't going to go ahead and go up unless I can figure out how to go ahead and change that. So 1and1.com, I mean, it does allow a lot of stuff to happen, but the problem of it is that it's not as flexible as HostMonster. But I'm pretty sure that Delaney and or his little kike went ahead and dropped a dime on PastorLinsett.org and got booted off of HostMonster. So, yeah, anyway, thank you, old Mike the Kike Delaney. Anyway, I mean, and you look at these people, they're obviously freaking Zogboss. They don't know how to freaking act. They don't know how to freaking behave. And so they act just like little Jews do, or little Whiggers do, or little Mansers do. Anyway, so they're saying he acts like he wants to run another little National Alliance. And I'm saying, look, National Alliance didn't last very long. Pierce was actually the smartest one of the lot, but, you know, when I used to correspond with Catch-A-Lane, every so often she would be all pissy about what she called phone book Fuhrers with $400,000, and that's pretty well, $400,000 is pretty well what they gave, is pretty well the idea and the order of what they gave Pierce. They gave him the most. And Pierce's own biographer, who wrote famous Dead Man's Deeds, said that essentially old Bobby Matthews showed up with a sack full of Franklins, and I don't mean no stoves. He showed up with a sack full of Franklins, and the next day, Pierce goes down and pays $90,000 cash. So I'm telling Fade, look, if Pierce couldn't make it very long with the $400,000 that he got from the order, that he didn't spend like Trader Glenn Miller did, I mean, essentially, you know, Pierce was actually a pretty good businessman of the law here. He's pretty sharp, really. But, I don't know if Wickstrom's going to be, want to be a guest on Movement Turd. I mean, probably the best thing not to go ahead, you know, I mean, I don't get down on James Wickstrom because everybody knows what Wickstrom did. You know what I mean? And there's no need to go ahead and, I mean, everybody knows what Wickstrom did in Christian Dandy. I mean, if he kept his pecker in his pocket, you know, he would be in Butler's place, but he couldn't, and he didn't. And, no, and there's a lot of people who think, you know, Wickstrom is a Zogbot here. And since and that's one of the things here, is that I don't get an alliance with Wickstrom. You know, I mean, I got an alliance with 5-5 Faber. I got an alliance with Visser. Visser turned out to be a thief. You know, and a sneak. You know, I didn't mind him so much sneaking behind my back. Usually about for a couple of days, they were having a big deal over on Pisser's Pussy Palace, but that was last week. This week, they sort of seem to have lost the effort here because there's just so many ways to say that Marty's a chomo and, Johnny is a Mormon Tonto or something like that, and neither one of them is true. But, you know, getting on, is that if you are actually running a forum or something like that, I sort of think a forum or anything like that, I think you really do need to know where this money is coming from. Now, there's a little bit higher level, which is a little bit more than what people can pay here. But, I mean, Fade, from what I gather, has spent time in a nut house, and I went ahead and talked about that. I said, you know, look, Fade, you're actually better than this here. You're better off than this one guy. You know, his name was Paul. It was Paul Dalton here, and his daddy was a judge, and his brother was a judge in Warrenton, Missouri. And from what I gather, they didn't want to, you know, Paul's nutty. You know, Paul is nutty as hell. Pretty nutty. But what happens, he really don't belong in a criminally insane ward here. He's really not nice. He's really a pretty nice guy here. They cost a good deal of money. So what they did, they charged him with some, you know, bogus crime here and put him in the nut house and kept him there. They come and visit him every so often and bring him magic cards and play, you know, play with him. But the thing about it is that they got him there so that they don't have to go ahead and pay a couple hundred thousand dollars for expensive, you know, essentially nut nursing home, you know, nut nursing home care here. Now, some of these people who are 70 years old have been in, you know, at the nut house for 30, 40 years, you know, they ought to go ahead and go to a nursing home with, well, sort of stronger guards than usually as a regular nursing home. So essentially, just like at a nursing home, they dope up the inmates there, and they do the same thing at the nut house. And that's, you know, that would go ahead and save a good deal of money. You end up having about a tenth of the population that is, you know, deemed, you know, mentally insane. They go ahead and spend as much on the Department of Mental Health nearly as they do on the Missouri Bureau of Prisons. End up having this piece of shit named Gary Nodler. He was a state senator for the 32nd district. He said that $750 million was spent on the Department of Mental Health, and $900 million was spent on the prison system. Well, you only have about a tenth as many, you know, people who are nuts. Now you have a bunch of nuts in prison. They're screwed up in the head, but usually, you know, nigger nuttiness consists of just, you know, violence here. I've never seen a white-collar nigger criminal. at the nut house here. But anyway, I feel about the murderers and rapists and perverts and the rest of the stuff here. But usually nigger nuttiness here doesn't really involve seduction or anything like that. Usually it just involves out-and-out rape here. And I had a roommate, you know, he got ahead and he raped and murdered his niece, his niggly niece, and then in order to shut her up, went ahead and killed her. You know, well, so far so good, but what he did is he took a little slice off a little Shaniqua or whatever here and, you know, ate some of the tender vittles here from a little Shaniqua. And that was what sent him to the house. He was my roommate here and, on the waiting stand trial, so he went ahead and pled NGRI, and he's up there now, and, you know, he isn't that bad a nigger. He had some, you know, for some damn reason, he liked smearing himself all over with Vaseline here, and, you know, he was a faggot nigger, but, essentially, I made it quite clear that I wasn't interested, and, you know, he pretty well behaved himself. You know, one thing I liked about him is that he was scared of the dark here. He sort of thought that his, you know, little nigglet niece would come back as a ghost and, kill his ass. And so as a result, he'd leave the freaking lights on, which would suit me fine because then I could go ahead and read with the lights on here. And they wouldn't turn the lights, they turn the lights off in all the other wards, but they wouldn't turn on them because the nigger go crazy, turned the lights off here. So here I was, roommate with this nigger over in Gilman. So that worked out pretty good. Getting on to Old Faith. Well, my God, he spent some time at the nut house, and here's old Corn Cob and the rest of, you know, Corn Cob the creatard, and, you know, he's nutty as hell. Somebody got ahead and said, well, Corn Cob ain't a mouncer. And I don't think Corn Cob is a mouncer, but Corn Cob is fucked up in the head. I see him at Topeka here, and he is one goofy looking character here, and one goofy acting character too. me and John Brenton used to laugh here about this Kingston video when this negress went in and said, my next baby's gonna be white, and old Corn Cob was thinking that she was gonna go ahead and rape him here for, you know, talking smack to her. But anyway. See, what happens to Jews, they go ahead and they see that goofy-looking, you know, fart, they see him and they think that he's one of them until he opens his mouth and talks about dirty Jews in the media, and then, you know, they say, danger, Swilkakis, in danger, and they run off. Well, he'll fight with this negro, he'll fight with this high-yeller negress here, and, well, high-yellow negress was wanting to know who the taxi cab driver was and freaking him out because he had to live there. You know, you're just a tourist, Corn Cob. But, and he had somebody in the back who was pretty well mad at the camera, and he didn't really give a rat. He didn't really care one way or the other here. So creatures are goofy as hell almost always here. And the thing about it is they're sort of like old Bam Through the Mams or Kreiger over on Four Fags, Feeds, and Craig Cobb, well, I call him Corn Cobb. You know, Corn Cobb. And I think, Kurt Maynard said that he thought that Corn Cobb might be a Zog Falls front. And I sort of wonder myself here. I was going to be nice to Corn Cobb, but the problem of it is he's a total creatard. And second of all, he might very well be a Zog Falls front. Because once you go ahead and spend enough money for, you know, for a lot of broadband video. See, running a bulletin board or a WordPress blog, it don't take up hardly any space here. But going ahead and doing the video streaming, well, that's forbidden on HostMonster. That's why I went to 101.com. And anyway, it starts costing a little bit more once you end up using more bandwidth. Once it costs more here, then it's no longer just a little private hobby. Now, with Fade, I sort of think that maybe his daddy and mommy is paying him to go to Virginia to stay out of Alabama. And, son, yes, you go in there, and it's a whole lot easier just to pay for Fade's little hobby rather than go ahead and put him in a nut house or something like that. But, you know, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I do like Fade. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you like about Savior. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I just ridicule like hell. I have a little sock puppet that I call Cuntair Wallace here, and I got the picture of him like little mini-me saying, I'm at the top of the racial community. I was a nobody when I ran the forum. Il Ragno don't like him, and he yields it and uses that, but I use the same thing here. And there's some things I like about Faith. But he's gotten a lot of power and responsibility, and what he's done is he's gone ahead and swept it off to people like Robert Campbell, who hate Covington, and I think are Zogbot. Here he gets Wiggerswill in as well. And then, lo and behold, who comes along? Trader Glenn Miller comes along. And then Trader Glenn Miller is a total coward. And the thing about it is, though, if you end up acting like you're buffaloed by Trader Glenn Miller, he's just like, you know, when I was young, we used to have these here roosters. And these roosters would spur you if you acted like you're scared of these roosters. Now, one of them went ahead and made the deal here is that, you know, chase after my brother got scared, my brother got spurred by this rooster. So I came to my dad, and stupid rooster sort of thinks, well, hey, I'm tough. He goes ahead and tries to spur my dad. My dad just grabs him by the neck. And then proceeds to wring his neck here. Proceeds to swing that old chicken around in a circle here till the chicken's head got twisted off. That's what like old Trader Glenn Miller is like here. You know what I mean? He's sort of like a chicken who thinks he's real tough here. You know, would deal with a character like Fane here. Now, Trader Glenn Miller don't like dealing with me. I mean, he ran out of my office with my mom's double wide. And he was talking this crap, you know, he admitted he was in my mom's door, and he asked her, well, it stunk real bad here because the old toilet wasn't flush, and then I had to go ahead and admit about asparagus horticulture at the Linstead place. Oh, by the way, the asparagus is coming up really, really, really nice across the street here. That was one of the reasons here. We went to Walmart, and I bought me some, they have these hanging gardens, upside down gardens here. Used to be $9, and they were $4, or $2. And I bought, you know, me and Roxy bought about 20 of them. But we bought some bigger stuff so we'd have some raised gardens to go ahead and keep groundhogs and stuff from eating up my parsley and the rest of the stuff here. So, I'm going to have some potatoes next year. Going to have, it'll be a third year. We'll have some fairly good asparagus. And we have onions, and we'll have tomatoes this year. And, I was going over there. But anyway, Trader Glenn Miller made me go ahead and talk about how, there was no overflowing, unflushed toilet, especially not in that room, not in that room, because, shoot, you couldn't take a crap in that one here because the toilet wasn't, set up right here. But, I don't know if it even had water running to it at that time. What I had is that essentially I had, I'd go ahead and piss into these fruit, these apple juice jars or, fruit juice jars or whatever. And, he was running to the outside here where I stored most of them, outside the trailer. So I'd go ahead and talk about asparagus horticulture, and everybody had a big, felt thing about that here. I went ahead and called. I went ahead and I sort of thought, you're Trader Glenn Miller. And see, what he does, he'll go ahead and say, nobody ever went to prison because of, I was in the Federal Witness Protection Program and nobody went to prison as a result of what I said. As a result of my testimony, ran out. Well, he goes ahead and he does that. That's how he justifies to himself being a rat and a snitch and a Zogbot. And when he was there, he was asking me, well, you're just politically oriented. And, essentially, it seemed like he was had a freaking quota to go ahead, and he was trying to ascertain, well, you're not violent or nothing. Well, if I said, yeah, I'm violent, and I'm doing something here, he'd have been going ahead and telling his little snitches here all about that here, and I'd be on my way to prison. So, if you hang around Trader Glenn Miller, You know, you're either a fool or a criminal or a traitor or both. And that's what annoyed me about Fade. He's in the pounding these people here, and here comes this Robert Campbell. He goes ahead and he deletes the racial fraud, which is create tardivity. Now, really, there's less than, I don't think there's even 10 or 20 of them left here. Usually, most of the time when you see a create card, you know he's just bound and determined to go ahead and go to prison. And sort of like Mamzer's here. Sort of like Bamzer the Mamzer Krager over at 405 Thieves and over at Stumbleton. He's just got to go ahead and tell everybody how white he is, how lily white he is. Well, he made a mistake one time, go ahead and nip me head a little bit. You know, yeah, he was maybe Swedish, this, that, but, you know, he was also part Balkanoid Mamzer. And before he called himself Bamza Skajorda Krider. And I called him Bamzer the Sword of Mamzer. But after that, I just called him Bamzer the Mamzer. And he is a worthless bastard. He went ahead and got me removed from the help desk because I fought with this Croat mudskank named Pro Bona. I called her Pro Boner. And for my girl, she was acting like a whore here. And I said, what do you call a Croat female with money? Answer, a prostitute. Ha ha ha. You know? And hey, Gelded, there's this character named Gelded here. I mean, he's sort of like a Wigger Mamzer Ixenbert. About the same damn, stupid crap. I went ahead and asked Apocalypse if we could, me and Six Girl could be moderators of our own little sub forum. And he said, and Gelded wouldn't have anything to do with, wouldn't have it. And I can't really blame him. I mean, Gelded don't much care for me. But he's going around saying that I'm lying, that Intrepid is Lito and Baby Fade. Well, about a year ago, old Baby Fade was all pissed off at Six Killer. He was trying to stick Negro. And essentially, me and a bunch of people were, trying to stick Negro, Baby Fade, and that was you doing anything right here. Well, I went ahead and looked at the IP numbers, and shoot, Intrepid and Baby Fade and, Lito are the same critter, shoot. Just like all these little Ixenbert things here. So I don't know if Intrepid is a Mamzer or not here, but, at least he's about, 40, 50, late 40s, early 50s. He's a dumbass wigger living in a suburb of Los Angeles here. And I sort of hope the Beaners go ahead and jump over the small gay community and geld it here. Shoot them right here. But on the other hand, I can't altogether. I mean, shoot, you went ahead and, I sort of go ahead and have some respect for people who, unlike a bunch of whiners, actually go out and do something here. And that's what I told Apocalypse. And that's what I pretty well would probably tell Jay Bird and the rest here. They ponied up about, $400 for $300 for the V Bulletin, and probably about $120, $140 for the server space for 2 years, 3 years, and essentially they went ahead and actually did something. And there's so many people who talk and whine and bitch here that I do have my hats off here for anybody who actually does something here. Anyway, getting to Fade here. He ends up getting these people here. He acts like he wants to find out how National Alliance did it here. And Winger Squirrel essentially admits that there was no Christians allowed around Pierce. Christianity is incompatible with creativity or cosmetology or, National Alliance, stupid shit. And the thing about it is, these National Alliance, people act like they're so special. Well, shoot, a lot of more Mamzers like Tom Martinez. Mamzer criminals. And they're the ones that pretty well betrayed the order. Now, another thing that sort of, you know, screwed up the order, you know, Cisco was telling me about this, is that old Bob Matthews made the mistake here, and he let his, you know, he left his pistol at the armored car bank robbery. And Scuteri, who actually used to be a special forces soldier, I mean a real one, not, you know, not a little supply, you know, Sergeant T.D. Y. like Trader Glenn Miller or Wiggersville or whatever, an actual one, you know, was sort of, you know, upset that, you know, Bob had, you know, Bob Matthews had left his gun, left his pistol out there here, and he says that, well, that, there's a reason why military weapons, you know, military pistols have lanyards. Now, you know, I've seen NCOs, you know, take a prisoner to to Mannheim when I was in the Army in Germany, which was the correctional facility for the United States Army Europe. And yeah, there is a, you know, these 45 calibers, they have a, you know, caliber pistols, they have a lanyard, you know, they have a little thing here, and they have a lanyard, and they end up, you know, tying that string to that, leather string or whatever, to that lanyard, you know, it's attached to the pistol belt. And so, you know, they don't just have guns just laying around the place. And, yeah, I mean, you know, Bob did make a mistake. But the problem of it is that National Alliance, you know, this little criminal Martinez, I mean, what, you know, he looked like a beaner. So why in the world are you allowing these people around here? And, you know, sometimes I can't have too much sympathy for, you know, the Christian Dante who ended up being betrayed by Trader Glenn Miller, because they should have known he was a Mamzer, because, you know, here he was, he couldn't hold his liquor. I mean, that he was a big drunk was no big excuse here. Now, I think Trader Glenn Miller was spying on behalf of Zog, even when he was in the Army. Because the Army in the 70s had a Klan problem. You know, I mean, young Peckerwoods didn't like niggers. And you still have that way. You still have that way here when I was in the Army in the early 80s. So, you know, they ended up having, I have no doubt that Trader Glenn Miller was probably an Asian provocateur, or a snitch, or a snoop, back when he was in the Army, spying on Klansmen, you know, then go ahead and narking them out. And here he is, just a little rat, you know, supply sergeant. That's all he is. You know, green beret my ass. The man's a total coward. And, you know, this is one thing, I mean, why is it, you know, I mean, I used to see this stupid shit here, you know, in the militia here. You know, I read a militia, here are these people going ahead, making a big deal about being green. If somebody says Green Beret or Special Forces, why is he hanging around all these here little, you know, these little hicks who didn't go in the Army? Now, generally, you know, there was me, and I was a single seed liner at the time, and there was a dual seed liner who was actually a Marine Corps drill sergeant. He had an M14 rifle that he paid his own money for here. And I had a bunch of, I had a grand, but we both had SKSs here. And essentially what we did, since we were both in the Army, what we would do is we'd go ahead and take these wiggers who wanted to be in the militia and have them go ahead and buy an SKS here and have them buy their own ammunition. And what we'd do is we'd teach them how to zero in a weapon at the range. Outdoor range. And them, you know, pigs were going ahead and taking pictures of everybody in their cars or something like that. But, you know, it was just pretty well just training people how to zero in a weapon at 100 yards. And we could do that. But someone like Wiggersville or Trader Glenn Miller, what I've noticed is they claim these special forces, you know, just like about every other Asian provocateur or wannabe. And, you know, that impresses Wiggers who've never been in the armed forces here. Somebody who has been in the armed forces will say, okay, what unit were you with? And then guess what? You know, before they were special forces, they had to be in the, you know, airborne. They had to be in the airborne. They had to be, you know, airborne ranges before they get to be special forces. Okay, what regiment were you in? You know, because we end up going in and seeing all these airborne pukes, and we used to say two things fly out of a perfectly good airplane. You know, bird shit. You know, two things fall out of the sky: bird shit and fools. You know, but, you know, guess what? You know, which regiment were you in? Which company, which regiment? Which company, which battalion, which regiment? If they couldn't answer that, well, then guess what? They're liars. Once you don't know you're dealing with a liar, you know, that's a Terry Glenn Miller, and that's what Whitaker Swilly are, is liars. Look, just get, you know, I mean, you know, one of these days I'll go ahead and get my DD-214 form out of the farm, and I'll scan the thing in, and I'll go ahead and blank out the Social Security number, of course. Well, but hey, you know, I mean, pretty well everybody will see it. I went to AIT, you know, basic at Fort Dix, went to AIT at Fort Sill, and then the remainder of 19 months out of 2 years was spent at spent at Krellsheim, West Germany, the 2nd Battalion, 42nd Field Artillery, and Charlie Battery. You know, in fire direction control. And that, yes, I have 1A reenlistment here, and I got an honorable discharge. But hey, look, you people who are such special forces or something, like, let's see your 214 forms here. You know what I mean? You claim something here. Now, your chances are you're just probably just a liar here. But anyway, what gets me is if they go ahead and he brings these people here and he brings all these little perfume princes here, like Pit Pockets here, and he reminds me just of what Blonde here. He has to go ahead and surround himself by a bunch of little flunkies. And they go down to American Renaissance. And Jared Taylor, from what I gather, has a Jew wife or a Jew-loving wife, and Jared Taylor loves Jews. And here's Fade the Butcher. Go ahead and say, I made peace with Guy White. And what happens is the killing Jew children is unacceptable. Really. I mean, look, you know, look, Fade, your slave owning ancestors, they looked at here. You wanted to go ahead and kill little red niggers with smallpox blankets, or however you did, because if you let him live, he grew up to be a big Indian. And a big Indian is a lot harder to deal with than a little Indian. Because a little, you know, little Indian, I mean, when I was a kid, you'd be probably, politically incorrect here, you know, it was called 10 Little Indian Boys here. Essentially what boiled down to is 10 little Indians, bang, bang, bang. And what happened was a cartoon. It was a cartoon with pussycats, you know, and Tweety Bird and Granny were shooting pussycats here. You know, he was going 10 little pussycats, bang, bang, bang. You know, well, same way with 10 little Indians. You know what I mean? Essentially, you went ahead and you killed 10 little Indian boys. And, you know, shoot, I was born, what, 52 and a half years ago? Back then. You know, especially in South Dakota. South Dakota is the most racist state, you know, in the Zogland as far as red niggers here. Nobody hates, you know, Indians were, you know, more than white South Dakotans. You know, even my Swedish Whigger relatives who, you know, just love niggers because they don't know any of Sioux Falls, you know, no better to love Indians. But anyway, I mean, they didn't used to love them here, but here's, you know, here is Trader Glenn Miller making a big deal. I'm going to go ahead and check the chat here. Yep, well, my chat connection was lost here a while back ago. So I'm going to have to go ahead and log back in, folks. Hold on. Okay, well, I just got back on. I had to go ahead and log in here. So, in any case, no, I took a piss break before I started the show. Anyway, let me see. Peter Schenck. Old Peter Schenck went ahead and cut me off 5 years ago. Well, no, 6 years now, I think. Over 6 years ago. And what happens is on December 3rd, 2009, he yells and screams. Well, first he starts by saying, if any of you out me here, I'm going to go ahead and quit the movement. And then he goes ahead and he whines about me. December 3rd, 2009, folks, go over it here. And what happens is that, this is another thing that I'm sort of interested in. They call it voice of reason. I call it voice of retards. They went ahead and offered everybody, please, why don't you go ahead and become on our VOR show here? And I'm tempted to go ahead and ask. But the thing about it is the one who, the other one who really runs it is old Mikey Kikey Jukes Cowcat Connor. And Mikey Kikey don't much care for me. I think he likes Boo Lion the Kazar, less here. but he don't like me at all. And I went ahead and ridiculed him big time here. And I was making fun of Edgar Steele, who I call the Wigger Whimperer. You see, what gets me is Fade, Fade, even Trader Glenn Miller. If you go ahead and listen to what he said, is he doesn't believe in killing Jews and niggers. He believes in shipping them off to Madagascar. Well, I have a question. What if they don't want to get on the boat to Madagascar? Then what are you going to do? Say, you're right, Jews and niggers. You guys just stay here in the Zogland and live off of us here. Even more than what do you do with these people, like this Newton County bunch that went ahead and destroyed my family, went ahead and did their best to go ahead and send me to prison, just like this friend of mine who, essentially, they went ahead and dismissed the other charges against him so they could go ahead and send him to prison here because he was about to sue the nut house. They went ahead and looked into his lawyer. He's trying to get a lawyer. To go ahead and beat the bogus child molestation case that he got here, and he's the opposite of me here. Yeah, I got sent to that house because I want to be my own attorney. Him, he knew he was nuts. He knew he was psychotic. He knew he was screwed up in the head. And he wanted an attorney, but his public defender was betraying him, and he went ahead and made a big deal of it. So as a result, the public defender went ahead and made him defend himself, and he got found. Well, he went ahead and got found guilty. He got, what, life in 7 years? And from my girl, the man is innocent. So he goes ahead and he gets a lawyer. His son goes ahead and pays $10,000 for a lawyer. Now he's going to go ahead and fight the charges. Get a federal habeas corpus. What they do, they go ahead and they send him back to prison. After they took 5 years out of his life, at the nut house. So, anyway, Hal played some good music, and if you went ahead and listened to Hal, I mean, maybe you were, Hal was probably a lot better speaker than I was. On the other hand, well, I'm not a Zogbot like old Hal either. But that's what gets me, is that all these intellectuals who want to play at this sort of thing, they don't want to go ahead and actually kill people. Now, me, I'm different. I believe in a great tribulation. I believe that 140 million Uyghurs have to die before you're able to even think about taking care of 150 million Jews and Muds. Uyghurs want to die. Uyghurs will go ahead and betray other Uyghurs. And I see that in my own family. Anyway, I go ahead. And one thing that I've noticed here, if someone went ahead and said this, and it was one of the older people, back when Trey Glenn Miller was trying to go ahead and get back on VNN in 2004, he said, if you go ahead and you support, or you tolerate somebody like Trey Glenn Miller, that means that you can go ahead and see yourself is wanting mercy when you go ahead and you knock out. And that's what gets me. I mean, you know, look, if there was much pressure put on Faith, he'd go ahead and fold. I mean, shoot, Jim Giles had him, you know, looking like a pussy on December 18th. But the thing about it is, look, if you're going to go ahead and play a revolution, either go with it all the way, or simply just back off or do whatever little thing you can. But don't be like Trader Glenn Miller. I mean, Trader Glenn Miller had a whole trailer full of explosives and automatic weapons and bullets and dynamite and all sorts of stuff. And guess what? Trader Glenn Miller killed a lot fewer niggers than James Von Britt did with a .22 rifle. At least James Von Britt supposedly killed a nigger. Now, I don't think he did. I think the other niggers killed the nigger. But far more niggers died with James Von Britt with a .22 rifle a year ago than were killed by Trader Glenn Miller. Oh, over 26 years ago. So that's the thing here, is that all these so-called intellectuals here, you know, the thing that they share in common is that they just don't have any, you know, they're all sort of brain, but they're not really sort of brain, because they don't make any sense to go ahead and say that, well, yes, the Jews are evil, the Jews are bad, the Jews are this, the Jews are that. And the niggers are evil, and they shouldn't live in a white civilization. And I agree they shouldn't. But once you go ahead and say that, unless you're serious here, what are you going to do about it? Now, what I see is a great tribulation coming, you know, a great civil war, to where the Whiggers, where there is a civil war, and essentially this evil, decaying, parasitic aristocracy or cacistocracy, really, of nothing but thieves are utterly destroyed. And anyone who supports them. And I pretty well covered that on April 9th here under House of Ahab. What Yahweh did is he went ahead and he told Jehu, go ahead and deal with Ahab's house. And not just Ahab's family, anybody who supported Ahab and their family. If you went ahead and even buried one of the victims of Jehu, you and your entire family, they would die too. So as a result, the loyalties got rearranged of Israel. Because anybody who went ahead and supported the ancient regime was put to death. Right then, right there, no questions asked. And that's what gets me about pigs, is when they sort of thing, or Visser. You know what he did. I mean, I don't need to go ahead and, you know, I don't need to go ahead and find a pig guilty. One pig went ahead and knocked out four of my teeth. The rest of them went along with it here. Well, as I'm concerned, look, pig, you should, you know, you seen that pig going ahead misbehaving? You should draw your weapon and kill that pig right then, right there. Because you didn't. You're responsible for his crimes. Look, regime criminals, you're responsible for the crimes that your pigs do. But these pigs are set to commit crimes against the people. There was a smart libertoon, before they called them libertoons, named Lysander Spooner. He said it's always been this way. Is that the people in power go ahead and hire thugs in order to compel or wring taxes out of the population. And the same thing happens. Now, he went into a great deal about the banksters, i.e. the Rothschilds. He named the Jew back then, Lysander Spooner did. He said the Civil War was not a wonderful thing. It was an awful thing. Should let the South go their own way. But it was caused in many cases by the banking interest, which was the Jews. Alexander Hamilton, he started the shit. No, this shit was started when this country was started, it was 6 months before they ended up having a bank where they went ahead and sold stock to insiders, i.e. Jew banksters, Jew and Uyghur central banksters. That's exactly what the hell happened here. So now the Uyghurs are stupid? Why, yeah, they're losing their houses. They're losing everything here. Now, there's a bunch of people going ahead and going with Arizona. And the reason of it is that throughout this country, these state governments are strapped here. From what I gather, in California, you know, you were a white taxpayer. You didn't get a tax refund. You got an IOU. Good luck spending it. And I was reading something today, I think, to where there's a net out-migration of white people out of California. The muds are pouring in. The Uyghurs are moving out. And across the rest of the states, the Uyghurs are not able to provide for themselves no more. Well, I was talking to John Britton last year. He was flying a Spring helicopter. He said the first time he'd seen in what, 20, 30 years, Uyghurs working out in the fields. I said, well, you got to understand, the Uyghurs, you got an old Winnebago. Don't got any place to go. They need the money for gas and food. So, yeah, they're picking cherries in Washington State. They don't have any choice in the matter. They need the money. Anyway. See, the thing, the thing about it is way back when I ran this modern militiaman here, every single article would have an article about the Constitution, Bill of Goods, about what was a big lie. And that's exactly what it is. See, it's just like everybody who runs a rule section or something like that. See, what happens is they say that we have the rules. The rules are for everybody. No, the rules are for the people of power. They're the ones that make the rules. They're the ones that enforce the rules arbitrarily. And we're supposed to go ahead and obey their rules. The only rules that anyone should obey are the rules that are written on your heart if you're a Christian Israelite. Now look at this one character, Brother Daniel. He's gone ahead and said he's a preterist. And I like Brother Daniel. But, he's sort of goofy. He goes ahead and he deletes his posts and stuff like that here. And the problem with preterists is that they believe they're ridiculous, that all biblical prophecies have been fulfilled in A.D. 70. Okay? So when's Christ coming back? Well, the answer is not, according to preterists. Well, I don't know, according to preterists. This was about 10, 15 years ago. I tried to have an argument with some preterists. And what happens is none of the preterists agreed with each other. They all had their own notion. And what happens is that what the preterists said made so little sense there wasn't anything to argue about because I couldn't grasp my mind on what they were saying enough to argue with it. Anyway. There's this guy named Jume who says that this oil spill is altogether a fraud. It's called a big lie or something like that. He said the Navy divers were sent underneath there, and what they did is they just simply turned on a spigot, or they drilled there in order to go ahead and have it do like that here. And look, folks, there doesn't need to be any oil drilling off the coast of Florida, although there is. There, the Chinese may have everybody drilling off the coast of America. And essentially, they go ahead and they go ahead and pick up all this stuff. You have the Vietnamese, you have everybody, doing this stuff. So they go ahead and make a big deal about British Petroleum. But you don't even need to go ahead and have that stuff done. You can go ahead and drill for oil because it's been found in North Dakota. In southwest North Dakota, there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of oil. If you go ahead and look where America gets most of its oil, most of its oil comes from Canada, not from the Middle East. But we need to go ahead and have this because, you know, if there's no oil coming to the United States from the Middle East, then guess what? There's no excuse. There's no reason to meddle with the little shitty bent state of Kazakhstan on the Jordan now, is there? I mean, if there's no reason to go ahead and meddle in the Middle East here other than Jews, most Americans say screw it here. But no, they believe that all this oil comes from the Middle East. Well, no, most American oil comes from Canada. It could come from North Dakota. You don't need to worry about capping a well here, which is about 2 miles deep here in North Dakota. You can just go ahead and build a rail line or a pipeline and a refinery like they did in Sinclair, Wyoming. You want to cross Interstate 80, you know, all the trucking companies want you to go ahead and stop at this giant truck stop, which is more like a mall. Well, the main thing is that diesel fuel used to be 10, 15 cents cheaper because Sinclair, you know, the people with the green brontosaurus or something like that. I don't know if you ever seen these signs, but when I was young, you used to have a bunch of these Sinclair signs. And with the green brontosaurus or green dinosaur, brontosaurus, whatever. And that's, you know, Sinclair, Wyoming. And they want you to go ahead and buy all your fuel there because it's 10, 15%, you know, 5 or 10 cents off a dollar here. This is back when, you know, diesel fuel used to be a dollar a gallon here. So, yeah, they want you to stop there. And what they do is they just simply they sell it cheap because, well, rather than go ahead and send it out somewhere, they will sell it. They will sell it there. They will sell it direct from the refinery. So, yeah, there's a lot of people about this, you know, about, you know, how there is no really peak oil, but rather what there is that oil is just something that's produced by the Earth's crust here. And the thing about it is they're really, you know, this sort of stupid shit really shouldn't have happened in the first place. From my gather, British Petroleum was trying to go ahead and do things real cheap, so now they have to go ahead and pay for it. But, you know, you got to wonder, why are you even letting them drill here? Because these idiots, when I was in the nut house in 2005, they allowed the North Slope of Alaska pipeline, the Alaska pipeline, to go ahead and corrode. These people can't maintain finished machinery. Why are you even letting them go ahead and handle something, you know, that's 2 or 3 miles down? Don't make sense at all. It says if you want to go ahead and have failure, and this is what June said, is he said that no, they wanted to have failure. So he went ahead and chose a stupid, you know, the worst company to go ahead and give it to them. And June thinks that, you know, it's all just pretty well set up. Well, time will tell. But anyway, plenty of oil in America. Plenty of oil. From what I gather, the one in North Dakota is bigger than Saudi Arabia. I went ahead and asked this girl, why don't you know? He said, well, what, have they found oil? He said, yeah, they already found oil. They got 2 or 3 wells there. They know there's oil there, and they know there's more oil in North Dakota than there's Saudi Arabia. Essentially, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the rest, they want wiggers to pay $7, $8 a gallon for fuel. And they can't justify spending $7, $8. So they want to go ahead and have that capped off here until, well, guess what? Fuel is really expensive. Then they'll go ahead and sell off. They'll go ahead and make a whole lot of money raping people. They want wiggers to go ahead and pay $7, $8 a gallon so they don't go ahead and build any pipelines or refineries or railroad cars to North Dakota. Now, they could. Now, if you drive across Interstate 80 in Wyoming, what you see, I'm not sure if it's 80, but you drive across Wyoming on the interstate, what you see is that paralleling. You see this. You see all these trains, 5 mile long coal trains, carrying all these coal cars, loaded to the top with black coal, and it's low sulfur coal going to all these power plants. And that's the way things should be. I disagree. I disagree with people yapping that, coal's dirty. Well, yeah, coal is sort of dirty. But here in America, you can make it a lot cleaner than what the chinks do it. I mean, the chinks were going in setting out a brand new power plant every freaking week because they needed more electricity because they were producing more. Whereas in this country, we don't produce anything, and that's why things are so screwed up here. There's no reason why we shouldn't have enough production to go ahead and suit America's needs, have enough of a market to go ahead and have all these factories go. But guess what? The Republicans, mainly, want to ship out all these factories. But getting back to FADE, over the last week or so, what FADE has been doing is he's been kissing ass with Wiggerswill and Trader Glenn Miller and all these creators. And that annoys me. Now I don't really mind them being on FADE's forum. But what I do mind essentially is having to go ahead and whip their ass with being pretty well sent to the trash section. That's what it's called, the trash section. I do like trash section. And I sort of don't like having to fight them bastards from the trash section. But yeah, you gotta wonder where the FADE get this money at. Where's he got it? So anyway, you end up having all over the place. I'm sort of tired. I did some farm work today, but anyway, farm work here in the town anyway. But you got to wonder where does FADE, why does FADE go ahead and do this here? He's ending up going ahead and getting all these other things here. I'm going to go ahead and look and say, what set Pearson's National Alliance apart and above the also-rans? Well, the thing about it is there was no other also-rans. Essentially, what Wiggerswill says, Pearson is building a true national vanguard around the core of men and women who agreed with them as no-nonsense hard line. Well, look. What did Pierce actually do? He went ahead and he wrote the Turner Diaries. He wrote Hunter. He was a bookseller. He wasn't a revolutionary. Those targets that Pierce was talking about, they were not strategic targets. If you want to go ahead and destroy a strategic target here, you destroy the infrastructure. You go ahead and you take down a bridge, say, across the Mississippi River. There's not too many of them running around. You know that? You go ahead and take across a number of bridges across the Mississippi River, and essentially you go ahead and cut off eastern United States from the western United States. Know that? Anyway, it's getting late. I may go ahead and end this here. But anyway, when your school goes on, he said, the doctrines of various religious groups deal with the temporal as well as spiritual matter and therefore often conflict with the National Alliance doctrine. Well, guess what? I don't think there are any Muslims trying to get in or Buddhists trying to get in or Jews trying to get in the National Alliance. Wiggerswill is just bitching about Christians trying to get in. And what he does, he goes ahead and he compares Judeo-Christians to Christian identity. And Christian identity and Judeo-Wiggers are not the same thing at all. John, the Judeos, they hate Christian dancing nearly as much as the Jews do. And usually we hate these Judeos nearly as much as we hate the Jews. Lawyers will, yes, go ahead and confuse us, you know, these two. Oh, what would set National Alliance apart from the also Rams? Well, look, Wiggerswell, you end up having no Christians at all around William Pierce, and guess what? Still fell apart. I mean, you're just sort of like, you know, Wiggerswell, you're just sort of like a little nigger here, you know, who got him some, he got him some wigger pussy at the weatherman meeting. You know what I mean? You actually weren't anybody who went ahead and actually done anything, but you end up getting some wigger pussy, and, you know, nevertheless. And that's how you, you know, seem to, you know, come across to me, poor wiggers, well. But the thing about it is, these creators, how much do they accomplish? The actual answer is they don't accomplish anything. The shall look is that most of them are Anglo-Mestizos. Yeah, good night. Good night, Apocalypse. I'm really going to probably go ahead and cut it real quick here. Anyway. Where was I? The thing that gets me is that if you associate with Trader Glenn Miller, that means that you either approve of Trader Glenn Miller, or more of the point here, you sort of think that you're not going to act any different than Trader Glenn Miller. And that might very well be the case. But the thing about it is, with Trader Glenn Miller needs to be taught is that you betray the resistance. You and your family get skinned out. You can't. You know, I mean, the thing about it is that in this bowel movement of ours, it's just loaded up with Asian provocateurs and people who got to play. And in many cases, Fade the Butcher has got to play. He's been given a good deal of power on these rather narrow shoulders. But, you know, the thing about it is he goes ahead and he has all these people who don't like Covington. And the thing about it is that, you know, I've had my quarrel with Covington. Him and me were not on speaking terms in 2002, 2003, 2004. The only reason I went ahead and made peace with Covington is that Covington is no threat to Christianity. If you're about 25, 26, 27 years old, you don't have a wife and a family yet, and you live in a shithole in California or Arizona or New Mexico or Texas or Florida, why not go? Why not go to the Northwest? You're going to have to go somewhere here, and I wouldn't live with some niggers and beaners. Why not go Northwest? Now, if you're like me, 52 years old, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to go to the Northwest. I might go to South Dakota, but I'm not going to go to the Northwest. But on the other hand, How is what Covington says hurting me any? How's it hurting Chris and Andy any? Answer is not. Now, I imagine Covington has some Chris and Andy followers here. Now, if he thinks that, you know, if he thinks that Chris and Andy are, you know, going to go ahead and follow him more than Yahweh, he got a sorry mistake to make here, because if you follow Harold Covington more than follow Yahweh, you're not Chris and Andy. You know what I mean? But that doesn't really matter here, because, you know, Harold Covington ain't a bat and a traitor and a sneak. He didn't rat people out to Zog. He's pretty well living hand to mouth, from what I gather. So, you know, pretty well he's gotten old and gray, and he's, you know, from what I gather, family had some money, and he's pretty well blown that, you know, by going ahead and playing around with the bowel movement. So, no, I mean, I have no problem with Harold Covington. You know, some of the stuff I actually like. Don't agree with everything, but I do like some of it. Most of it. So, yeah, I can get along here with Covington. And some of the stuff he has to say about, you know, Betty Klassen and Trader Glenn Miller, it's dead on. Now, you know, Covington, he knew Trevor Glenn Miller personally, so did I. And I got to shake my head about people go ahead and follow that rat. I mean, what is so wonderful about Trevor Glenn Miller? You have a blowhard, a drunken blowhard who went ahead and essentially rat people out. And you support that? Well, that means that you support rats and traitors. And if you're going to go ahead and do that, why not just be an open Zog bot or an open Zog, loyalist? Why do you have to go ahead and pretend that you're a racial loyalist? So, I mean, what I see is a good deal of change in the movement. And I will give Fade credit for going ahead and bringing in a bunch of little intellectual wiggers. But the thing about it is, among this younger generation, they've never had it tough. They've never had it rough. They've never gone hungry a single day in their life. They've never gone to prison or jail for their beliefs. And as a result, they're not very tough or strong. And the first time that there is some pressure, I'm pretty sure they're going to go ahead and snap and go ahead and betray their friends. And I don't want that to happen. Although it's going to happen. So, Jelly, if Faze, you're listening or whatever, what I advise you to do is by all means, don't kick out Wiggerswill. Don't kick out Trader Glenn Miller. But if you're going to go ahead and have your forum, mount to something here, let it be a truly free speech forum. There was some character called Jackson or something like that. He posted a pretty good article, and then he heard that everybody was bitching about it, and then he went ahead and he took it down. Look, if you're going to go ahead and get excellent writing here, don't take down something just because people are bitching about it. If they're bitching about it, chances are it struck a nerve, and chances are it's very good writing. By all means, keep Wiggerswill, Trader Glenn Miller on your forum. The thing about it is that Trader Glenn Miller seems to be looking for a new Get Sick Guido Weasel with Jew-ass cancer because the old one isn't doing too good. Now, I see they went ahead and posted just 3 hours ago on BNNF here, but he's been just missing. He's been missing for, one time he was missing for nearly a month. And from what I gather, he's becoming sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. Little Gut Sick Guido Weasel with Jew-ass cancer. BNNF is pretty well a joke. Sperm Front isn't worth, looking at. And they're both, BNNF and Sperm Front are both Zogfall fronts here. But they're not even worth looking at. If you go ahead and let me and Trader Glenn Miller and Wiggerswill and the Creatards fight out on your forum, you'll attract more people to read your forum because they like seeing the circus. They like seeing a grudge match. They like seeing pissing and moaning fighting. They may say, they may say they don't like it here, but no, they love. People love seeing a good fight. That's why they pay out money here to see it. So, by all means, Fade, pretty well go ahead and allow conflict to happen here on your forum. Don't be a turtle pussy about it. That's what gets me about intellectuals here. They think they're so smart, and then they get educated. What they have to do in order to go ahead and get good grades and graduate, and we're not talking about something useful like engineering. We're talking about something like political science or something like that. Oh, I need to get a master's and PhD in political science. Why do you do that? Well, you do it by, kissing the professor's cock here. Telling him exactly what he wants to hear so he gives you a good grade, gives you a better, gives you A's. So you can go on to grad school. Okay? Well, how does that go ahead and create somebody that's able to independently think for themselves? The answer, it doesn't. Unless you're getting something that you really need, be it an engineering degree or a law degree or something, medical degree, and I wouldn't get into them anymore. I would not get into them at all. If you know what you're doing, as far as engineering work, you know, is concerned, just do it. Bill Gates didn't go ahead and get a, didn't graduate Harvard. He went out and founded Microsoft here. But, you know, it's stupid to go ahead and go to these stupid idiot schools here when you can read far more, far better off in the internet. You have the world's library at your feet for the price of a couple $100 computer and an internet connection. Well, I was looking at College Inc. here, and these interactive, places like University of Phoenix, they charge more than the community colleges do. Why in the world do you want anything to do it? Essentially, all they're doing is paying for this accreditation here. Don't go ahead. Just learn what you need to learn by actually buying books and reading books and applying it to your own usage here. But no, when you end up being an intellectual here, like Lil Fade, I want to get a PhD in political science. I remember this was the night before they bombed the Oklahoma City building. I was over at this Libertune Party meeting, and I went ahead, and here was this guy who was selling pizzas. He was going here, he worked at this pizza place. And I said, "What did you graduate in?" I got a master's in political communications. I went ahead and handed him a copy of my zine, The Southwest Missouri Libertarian. I said, "Well, I got a degree from the Crowder College Truck Driving School." Now I have a bachelor's degree from Missouri Southern State College, not university, college. But I made more money as a result of being a truck driving school graduate, even at the bottom of my class, than I ever did in marketing and management. But here this character was. He spent all this money, got into debt for a degree in political communications. Here I was with a $60 program running off a 386 SX20 computer, and I was printing a political newsletter. What was he doing? Selling pizzas. Did I go ahead and take any of it? No. I take it, I took a bunch of courses. But, essentially, the courses bored the shit out of me. I flunked out of engineering school because, I couldn't stand it. Of course, University of Missouri Raw, how it worked was it go ahead and get all the people who couldn't make it, it'd kick out all the people who couldn't make it, and then it'd kick off people like me who wouldn't, do the work. Engineering school is something different here. But even in engineering school or computer, anything to do with that here, there's no sense in going ahead and going to any college anymore at all. But certainly not if you're a so-called intellectual. If you're going to go ahead and be an intellectual, you need to learn to think for yourself. Don't go ahead and follow the herd. Academia, you go ahead and read Michael Crichton, I think he's absolutely correct. Used to be a free thinking thing here, but now it's conformity. It's conformity. It's political correctness. Why in the world would you want to go ahead and spend 4 years of your life, 6 years of your life, however many years of your life, pursuing a piece of paper? Piece of toilet paper that's not worth what's written on, and going ahead and getting into student debt. And guess what? Student debt, you can't default on student debt. You can't take it through bankruptcy. That's the one debt that you don't want to have. But all these young waiters go ahead and do it here, and saves one of them, but I guess he's lucky that he has rich parents here. But look, all you intellectuals here, you ain't worth a shit. Jim Jive, Jim Lloyd Rage Jive, although he's, you know, he, you know, some cases he's, you know, well, I don't think he's as nutty as, you know, they all say he is. You know, I was a little bit annoyed that he went ahead and ambushed poor old Cutter on December 18th. I think it was, because, you know, to go ahead and take the pressure off of traitor Alex Winder for writing out old bitch tits Bill White on December 15th, and that's exactly what he did. He went ahead and pulled traitor Glenn Miller on poor old bitch tits Bill White. You know, Alex Winder did. We're looking here. He didn't need to do it, and I went ahead and criticized that. You can read it on the, you know, on my forum, and you can also read it on StumbleIn, a few other places. Didn't need to do that here. But look, all you intellectuals, what you do is that you end up going ahead and put your manhood, you know, you want to get something. You want to get a sheet of paper that says how smart you are. So what you do is you go ahead and you subordinate your independent-minded thinking, you know, your ability to, you know, independently mind, you know, think here. And the thing about it is not only 1 in 20 of you really have any ability to independently think and be a leader. Now, Freddie has some leadership abilities, obviously. But what gets me, you know, and this is why I'm getting to the bowel movement, is that what I see is I see a lot of stuff centralizing. And that's not the way things should be intellectually in the movement. Things should be decentralized, big time. Not centralized, not under Fade, not under anybody. Don't let things get centralized. And certainly don't trust an intellectual, because you can't trust an intellectual to go ahead and be honest. Or even be, you know, very smart in some cases. I mean, I got to laugh here because here, you know, here's old Fade, bitch about how they own the generation here. There's Covington against Wigger Swill again, Lindstedt against Trader Glenn Miller. Oh, these people are so dumb here. And then guess what? A week later, he's fighting with Ixabert over who was fishing for, you know, for personal information on over on 405 feeds. I mean, it's not exactly like, you know, the Fort Smith Sedition trial now, is it here? You know, you don't need to go ahead and put on the air and say, don't need to at all. It's like to young white, you know, nationalist men regarding the school and career question. Generally, what happens is what I would do for school is I would go to a community college and I would learn a useful trade. But the fact of the matter is that nowadays, the way things are going, you have all these older people my age who should be going ahead and be putting on fat here because they're going to retire, and guess what? They've lost their jobs. So, you know, if you're young, if at all possible, go to community college, but don't put on a whole awful lot of debt. I mean, your best bet is to go ahead and find a plumber or electrician or somebody, you know, and, you know, try to go ahead and learn from them. Or go to a community college, but do not, you know, whatever you do, don't take liberal arts and don't take political science. And I would increasingly admit, unless you are very, very, very good at it here, don't take engineering and don't even take medicine. Because now doctors are nothing more than just little mechanics who are being used by these Jew-run health maintenance organizations and big pharmacy. Increasingly, the professions here are being pretty well closed off to white men. What I would do is I'd go ahead and learn how to operate a rifle or shotgun or something like that. I would learn to, you know, but things are so much tougher than they were when I was young. I got paid to go to college, literally. I got paid to go to college. And when I went in there, you know, in the Army, well, you know, chances are, in a nuclear weapon, I wouldn't be going to San Salvador, or, yeah, El Salvador. But nowadays, you join the Army, you're going to go to Afghanistan and Iraq, you're going to stand a very good chance of losing the, you know, whether or not you get your head blown off or your nuts blown off. So, yeah, things are rough for a young white man. Very rough. Now, I would advise being clean cut, on time, learning, you know, going to a community college, not getting into debt. Essentially, if you're, you know, but the thing about it is, there's really no more factory jobs or anything that for, you know, relatively normal and above normal white men. Things are getting more and more and more rough here. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, just being a hamburger flipping clerk, you know, or being a pizza delivery boy. I mean, I got asked, that guy, he got a master's degree in political communication. Well, are you doing political communications? No. Well, I am. I don't have a degree in political communications. I bought me a $60 program, computer program, and I went ahead and created my own political communications. I created an easy. Now I create a web page, and I'm lucky, and then I got a $10,000 a year inheritance. For inheritance, it brings me $10,000 a year. Now I'm lucky that way because I don't have to work. If I did have to work, well, my profession is truck driver. I'd probably go ahead and drive a truck for a while. But, I mean, my friend John Britton, he's driving a truck, and he's not making a whole awful lot of money off of it at all. It can be rough. It's getting rougher and rougher and rougher for white people. But anyway, well, you don't want to be away too far away from home. You want to make sure when you're driving that truck that you have the tank filled up here. You know, now things are going down, but things are rough. So, is truck driving a good occupation? No, it's a hard occupation. Since it's a hard occupation, which demands essentially a failure. I mean the beater truck drivers are pretty rough on equipment and stuff. Generally, it's a pretty low occupation, which is still run by white men driving a truck because essentially you got what, $100,000 truck and trailer, and usually up to about $1 million worth of stuff in there, and they don't trust it to the railway line. So yeah, it's a hard life. It's a hard life, and you know the hardest of it is not dealing even with the produce warehouses. It's dealing with all the waste station harassment, to where they're trying to go ahead and get a whole bunch of money off of you by means of bogus tickets and whatever. So yeah, it's a hard life. The thing about it is that because it's hard, the nigger and beaner don't do too good at it. Because it requires some mental work as well as physical work. And no, I mean, I wouldn't recommend lasting it forever and ever and ever and ever here. But on the other hand, I mean, once you get in by a year or so, but I mean, it's a little bit different because the economy is in not very good shape here. Kurt Saxon once told me about these people during the Depression. They always found a job. And they found a job by being able to go ahead and fix refrigerators. If there's any job that I'd probably recommend here, it's a UB, an all-purpose handyman. There's this guy here in Granby. He gets $60 an hour. Now, what happens is that I don't like calling them. But if you end up having a $500 refrigerator go out on you, well, you end up calling the $60 an hour guy to fix it. Be because you need to go ahead and get the thing. You need a refrigerator to get the thing fixed. So, that's the thing here. Me and Roxy, we go ahead and we buy stuff on sale, and I'm having my own garden or something like that, and we already got something here, so we're doing okay. But, I recommend you be a handyman and learn how to go ahead and fix cars as best you can. Learn how to go ahead and fix. Maybe be a jackleg carpenter or be, a small single businessman as best you can. You know what I mean? And sometimes you will not work. Or be a handyman. But I would not, don't go to college and take liberal arts or political science or anything like that here. Because you're not going to go ahead and make it here. Now, with Fade, I'm pretty sure that he's backstopped by his father and his mother here. But hell, if you're around 30 years old, there comes a time to go ahead and do your own thing here. And being a little bowel movement wigger, you got to wonder. Is he being supportive of Zog or not? And sometimes I do wonder that. I don't think he is, but I do wonder. So, that's what gets me, is that intellectuals have always been big whores. They've been pretty well the ones who go ahead and tell whatever the king wanted to say and justify whatever the king did. And that's always been the case. What gets me? Well, that might be, being a gunsmith, that might be a very practical thing to do. That might be a practical thing to do, too. And, essentially going ahead and if I had to figure out anything here, if you're fairly good with mechanical stuff here, learn how to fix it, learn how to go ahead and cheaply fix these plasma screen TVs or these computers or these, especially refrigerators or cars or something like that. I think you'll end up having an ability to go ahead and make it. Because the vast majority of the people around here, do not know how to fix their electronic stuff. You can live without electronic stuff. But, you do need a refrigerator. And you do need to have a working automobile. A lot of these cars are getting, quite expensive. Most people can't afford to go ahead and buy one anymore. They need somebody to go ahead and be able to go ahead and fix the thing relatively cheaply. Now, I'm quite sure that if you end up when the GM or Ford garage is costing a minimum of $50 an hour, and you have to go ahead and have a minimum of at least 1 hour's work, I'm quite sure if you end up charging $20 an hour and sort of knowing what you're doing, you'll end up having quite a few people who will come to you once if you know what you're doing. So, anyway. Metalworking is a skilled profession here. When I was a kid, you were a farm boy, you learned how to weld. The reason you learned how to weld is that you weren't going to take it to a welding shop to weld. Not if you lived 30 miles out of town on the plains of South Dakota. You were going to go ahead, you were going to be taught how to weld by your father. Now, in many cases, it didn't require a whole lot of training here because usually the most common you know, welding rod for welding was 6011, which is known as a, quote, drag rod, which means that you essentially learn how to go ahead and keep it from, you go ahead and essentially just drag it across the part to be welded and you go ahead and do it. Now, there's a sort of stick to it here. And once you really don't learn how to do it, you know how to go ahead and make a good bead or make a good puddle or whatever. And I mean, yeah, if you're ready, you know, that's what gets me a lot about city kids is that they don't know how to do a lot of stuff here. They don't know how to. I thought about John Britton here about how to go ahead and, you know, bring up on a cow here. Get cows to go ahead and head where you want them to. And he said, well, you're a farm boy. You knew all those tricks. And, yeah, generally knew all these tricks here. I mean, occasionally, you know, there'd be one or two cows you have to look at here who cause trouble. But eventually, sooner or later, we get the cows in a certain way. And there's really no school to go ahead and learn that. But if you're a farm kid, when I grew up, you learned to weld. Now, you may not be a pretty weld, but the weld would usually hold. You know, you'd learn how to weld. You'd learn how to use a cutting torch. You'd learn how to weld both, acetylene weld, and you'd learn how to, arc weld, essentially. Most of your welding, my farm welding was done with a 6011 rod. And, when I actually did take welding in college, you know, the class, 3-hour class, and, it used to be cheap to go to a community college. I don't know if it's probably more expensive now. You end up having all these people in it. But, essentially, I mean, in many cases, in some cases, don't go ahead and go to college to learn how to arc weld. Just go ahead and buy you a $200 welder, about $10-$15 worth of rod, and then, practice on some steel pieces if need be. But, I mean, if you have to go to college, go to a trade school in most cases. And I really wouldn't recommend going to, any of the professions here. I wouldn't recommend it at all. The reason I wouldn't recommend it at all because, even medicine is altogether to where all you are is just a white mechanic going ahead and working for HMO here. That's why you end up having nuts. You end up having all these fucking niggers and Koreans and Spics going ahead and supposedly learned over in Korea land or the Philippines or wherever. There was one named, his name was Hossein, pronounced Hussein. The nuts called them Sodom Insane. And I call them Sodom Insane here. And I said, well, look, really none of the psychiatrists and me got along very good. They'd say I had delusions of grandeur, and I'd tell them, well, you goofy bastards, I had delusions of adequacy. And I'd tell them, I know the mental health of every single one of the nuts on this ward better than you, because you only see them for 15 minutes once every 60 days, or I have to live with them 24/7. I know which ones are the real violent ones. And I went ahead and told Faye that if him and I had been in the nut house together, probably I'd be the one getting the intolerable infractions here to go ahead and, watch his back here and make sure that he gets beat up, sodomized by niggers. Because old Faye's only about 5'2". Now, when I'd tell niggers I was a Klansman, Aryan Nations, and all this, and, I'm a racist son of a bitch. What are you going to do about it? And generally, I did get fuzzed by about 3 niggers, but usually the niggers have to go ahead and work, on it here. And work up their nerve for it. But you get, if you're locked up in a jail or you're locked up in a nut house or something like that, you get to where you get, quote, hypervigilant, which means that you sort of are, your ears pick up, sounds of little, big fat nigger feet sneaking up on you. Or anybody sneaking up on you. And you learn to sit with your back to the wall. And Jelly, you know, Jelly, I mean, I used to go with two other ones here, and 2001 with the best commissary privileges. I'd go ahead and buy some, you know, I'd go ahead and buy a bag of coffee, and we'd sit and drink it, and we'd just sort of, you know, just have a little coffee, you know, have a little coffee, you know, together here, and generally we'd just sort of enjoy as best we could our stay at the nut house and watch each other's backs. So, no, I mean, generally, the medical profession ain't what it used to be. I mean, it's not, you know, Marcus Welby, M.D., looking after, you know, making house calls or anything like that. All it is just a specialist or something like that, and the rest of it's just a bunch of incompetent little Sikh or Indian or whatever doctors. And the reason that is to go ahead and, you know, create a bunch of mechanics who are, you know, essentially cheap body mechanics to go ahead and, you know, make sure that UHMO makes, you know, a whole bunch of money. And you're not gonna go ahead and get rich working for a Jew. Not at all. Not at all. You know, your engineering program, your software. Pretty well your software, you know, all your software and technical support, it's been outsourced to the Philippines. Every time I call technical support from a web page or something like that, if some freaking log from either India or Philippines, you know, over there. And that pretty well finished off, you know, that pretty well finished off software engineering in America. There's really no software engineering in America at all anymore. None. You know, John Dvorak, he went ahead and was telling, he was going ahead and writing his shoot. If you go ahead and look, if you go ahead and take a Windows computer, essentially Windows 7 looks a lot like Windows Vista, which looks a lot like Windows XP, which looks a lot like Windows ME 98, 95. I mean, you don't really see anything different until you get to about Windows 3.1 or so. But it all started with Windows 3.1, or Windows 3. So for all practical purposes, all you got is just a rather upgrade to Windows 95 is about all you have, really, when it comes down to it. There's not been any great improvement. And I tell people, I told people in that house, I said, an old 386 SX20 computer with 4 megabytes of RAM, not gigabytes, megabytes of RAM, running Word 6, on top of Windows 3.1, running on top of DOS 5, was a lot better word processing program than your Windows 2, you know, than your Word 2007, running atop a Super Pentium, you know, a Pentium 5 or whatever computer, running, you know, really quick, you know, 2 or 3 gigabytes of memory. You know, it was a lot better computer. It was a lot quicker computer. And what happens is it didn't try to go ahead and take over when you're trying to format the thing. I go ahead and, you know, I go ahead and load up the templates, the double space templates from Word 6 from 1993. When I'm typing up legal papers, I'll go back to a motion, and pretty well the law has made much pretty well stayed the same here for all this legal stuff here. Although, for all purposes, they don't even obey the law anymore, but the cases are still the same. You know, if you want to go ahead and keep your case from being dismissed, Connolly versus Gibson, which is a 1947 case. Do you want to go ahead and go for summary judgment? You know, Anderson versus Liberty Lobby. But, no, I mean, you know, some of the older stuff works better than some of this newer stuff. And that's why I was telling John Britton. I said, shoot,
You know, that's what got me is that when I got thrown in jail, I had a whole bunch of computers running Windows ME. When I got out, I bought these Toshiba laptops which run Windows Vista. Well, guess what? The Windows Vista, I mean, essentially you watch television. That's what they are. They're just sort of like a mass-produced computer. But on the other hand, for actual, the old-style stuff, for actually doing stuff like scanning, word processing, file maintenance, actually the Windows ME computers were a lot better. And that is the way things are. So essentially when I do scan things, I don't like to scan things on my brand new, well, not brand new anymore, but I don't like, this is what gets me is that a file which is scanned in using a scanner from Vista is four times the size of a file of a GIF or a JPEG file from Windows ME. But anyway, I've gone on. The thing about it is you can't trust intellectuals because what happens, they have to go ahead and suck their little, their little teacher's ass in order to go ahead and get a good grade. They got to be politically correct. And I imagine old Fade was pretty well. I mean, he probably snuck in, didn't tell anything about how he didn't like niggers and Jews and the rest of them here. And I'm sure he's got a degree in something or another. You know, but the thing about it is, it's not intellectuals which do anything in this movement here. It's the soldiers. The actual soldiers who go ahead and do things. It's the actual people who are determined that they're not going to go ahead and put up with Zog anymore than what they have to. It's the people, you can only get so far with being an intellectual. And if at the very end of it here, well, you can't kill Jew kids, you can't kill nigger kids, you can't kill little beater kids, because people won't like it. Niggers won't like it. Well, what happens is that you go ahead, and what you do, and this is pretty well what the Christian identity, the dual seed line thing, is there's a great tribulation coming. And there's no getting around the fact that 140 million Uyghurs need to die, and so do all the niggers and beaners and muds and Jews. So we're talking about 290 million critters dying. Now, we're not bringing it about, but essentially Zog is. Zog is bringing it about. So, anyway, I'm checking this, and it looks like my thing is still up. Anyway, the thing about it is that Hunter Wolf, you look at me. I mean, I sort of don't like the fact that so much stuff has been heaped upon your narrow shoulders, and that nobody knows where things are going to, where the money's coming from, for all the stuff that you're doing. And the fact of the matter is, you have rather narrow shoulders. For a couple weeks, people thought Fade had gone ahead and killed his own V-Bulletin for him, because he used to do it quite a bit. 5-6 years ago when he ran four fags thieves, it used to be, used to be expected of him. He used to do it all the time. Well, he says, well, I got my form up in about 2 or 3 hours. No, he took a better part of about half a day or a day, but at least you didn't go ahead and screw it up altogether. You did go ahead and maintain backups. And when you run this, I mean, so I'm able to know what these people do because I have my own V-Bulletin form, which I run. Now, it don't have very many posters. I'm the main poster. But, I mean, what I do is, by having my own forum, I get to make sure that I'm not censored, at least on my own forum. Nobody else is censored on my own forum. But essentially how I handle unruly people is I go ahead and ridicule them and put them in a Jew lag or something like that. And I think that's what Fade needs to do with me or something, with me if he doesn't like what he's saying here. Don't go ahead and censor off my entire posting.
thing about it is that, you know, these intellectuals are not going to accomplish anything, and they're not intending to accomplish anything. In many cases, they're playing a revolution. And I think that's not a good thing to do. Anyway. Well, anyway, national, I guess I haven't seen the Russian nationalists, you know, the demographics are looping around, and, you know, the world is unrecognizable now. It's not the same world it was 50-some years ago when I was born. The thing about it is that, you know, in many cases, rebels do change the government. In some cases, it does succeed. But this case, it's not going to go ahead and succeed. I read from, what, 2-3 weeks back here when this one guy, he was talking about Red Mike Vanderkuyt. Oh, by the way, Red Mike Vanderkuyt claims he's not a Jew. He's a Christian Zionist who essentially thinks that Israel has a right to live here and is all pissed off at the Jewish Helen Thomas. The Jewish Helen Thomas went ahead and said that the Jews ought to go back to Poland, Germany, where they came from. Well, the thing about it is, you look at the old Kikas's nose, you can tell she's an ugly old Kikas. She's a Jew herself, but essentially she's a non-Zionist Jew. So they were screaming and hollering and the rest of that, but they couldn't go ahead because she was a Jewess herself. Essentially, there's a bunch of Jews, and the thing about it is Israel, it's pretty well a farce because most Jews don't like living with other Jews together. You know, they have to live around, a white host or a parasite. You know, so what happens? Jews are happiest living in the Zogland because they have, you know, Uyghurs to post upon, you know, or to prey upon, to parasite upon. But now the Uyghurs aren't able to take care of themselves. So what's the Jew going to do? Well, I mean, Covington, he's made fun of this of a number of these here of Jews who want to be Nazis here. I'm not talking about Ixenberg types here. Now, if old Ixenberg go ahead and change, not be a Jew, old Ixenberg would take it in a second here. A little Jew spurt lord, but instead, he has to be what he is. And you don't like being here. You certainly don't like me for telling me he's still just a little kike. But anyway, I'm sort of going ahead and going back and forth the rest of this stuff. But anyway, what I want to talk is that usually intellectuals, you cannot trust them because, you know, in the very act of being intellectuals, very few intellectuals actually just sit down and think for themselves. They have to go to a college or they have to go to the rest. And essentially, what happens is they're going through a Uyghur factory. They're going through the kindergarten through 12th grade, which is a Uyghur factory. And then they're going ahead and asking for not only 4 more years of this stuff, they're asking for what? 6 years more of this crap of being an educated Uyghur. And as a result, it goes ahead and messes with their little Uyghur minds here. Because what they have to do is they have to kowtow to every little Jew and every little nigger and every little liberal Uyghur in order to go ahead and get the thing. And as a result, you know, they can go ahead and maybe pretend so much here, but usually, you know, something rubs off on them here. And as a result, they're not leaders of men. William Pierce was not a leader of men. Robert Friend said he was a bookseller. And Eric Thompson, I'm looking at a post here, and I need to post. And essentially, it says that, hey, he was not a professor of history or politics because he'd have figured out, or warfare, because he'd have figured out that, you know, his Turner Diaries was not a manual on how to go ahead and create a successful revolution by totally disrupting society, but by essentially by picking, you know, at, you know, minor little things. He's sort of like a mosquito that goes ahead and sucks up fat and attacks your waistline rather than your bloodstream. In any case, but as a commentator, and you know, he's pretty sharp here. But anyway, Jews. I used to talk about Khazars, about how they were from Mongolia or something like that here, but Six Killer pretty well set me straight in that the Khazars are actually the descendants of the Hittites. And just like, you know, Hittites were Canaanites, but just like Stanislaus, the Prince Vladimir's grandfather, had enough of the dirty Jews messing around, you know, his little kingdom of Moscovy, and pretty well finish out the Khazar Empire. The Galatians, who were, you know, part Israelite, they got tired of the Hittite Empire in central Turkey, and they pretty well scattered, and they pretty well tore apart the Hittite Empire 1,800 years previously to the Khazar Empire. And, Jews, wherever they got, I mean, Jews have been hated wherever they go because they're just hateful Jews. See, Israel's curse was that it would lose its identity. The Jews' curse, as everybody knows, what a dirty cock is screwing you. Yeah, you know, I mean, you dirty Jew, you screwed me. So, anyway, well, Thomas Jefferson, I mean, about Thomas Jefferson, he was a great thinker. What happens about Master Tom, he didn't like Patrick Henry because Patrick Henry, his governor of Virginia, pretty well kept the British in line. When Thomas Jefferson was the governor of Virginia, well, Thomas Jefferson pretty well screwed the pooch, and he was chased all over by the British. he didn't run Virginia very well. But, if you want to go ahead and read a really, a cutthroat thing on Thomas Jefferson, you ought to read Gore Vidal's, novel called Burr, where you have Aaron Burr pretty well talking shit about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson a little bit, but a good deal about, John Adams a little bit. But George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And the thing about it is that old Burr had a number of harsh things to say about the founding George Washington, about how he wasn't a very good or smart general. And from what I gather, George Washington got whooped, more often by the British than not. But the fact of the matter is that George Washington, at least he knew how to go ahead and not be, down and out for the count. So, he had a number of things to say about Thomas Jefferson, and a lot of them were not very uncomplimentary, including, calling Thomas Jefferson the biggest hypocrite that ever lived. But, he was a real smart character here. Now, if you read William Pierce's, biographer's thing, Fame of a Dead Man's Deeds, essentially, it makes Pierce look as a rather complex character. And I have some respect for William Pierce, but I don't have respect for most of his followers. I mean, shoot, you end up having Eric Gleebe and Wiggerswill and Kevin Alfred Straub. And essentially, most of these people, even back in the day when Pierce was running it, they were all known as weirdos. Wiggerswill, he's known for beating the crap out of every single one of his wives and girlfriends. I mean, Wiggerswill is just fond of being an Anglo-Mestizo himself. He just got to beat the crap out of women. And Covington, he ain't allowed to speak Wiggerswill's name out loud, but he goes ahead and refers to that. And it's a known thing in the movement, is that Wiggerswill likes beating up on women. Now, if John Britton, were at home, every time we talk about April Gady, we go ahead and have a, taste great like feeling sort of discussion where I say, camel toe, and, John Britton says, catches mitt. And there was a thread on VNNF here to where old Wiggerswill was talking about how old April Gay was saying that she screwed everybody in the movement. You know, and how she had a big old had a big old gaping twat from all the screwing she did. Well, from what I gather, she said the old Wiggerswill had a rather small organ. And Wiggerswill said that, he had a small organ where he didn't expect to play in such a gigantic, gaping cathedral. So, I don't know. But the thing about it is, Wiggerswill was known as a sort of obsessive, anti-Christian character who beat the shit out of beat the shit out of women. And that's what he was known for. Kevin Alfred Strom, known as a total pussy, another intellectual, total freaking pussy, who got screwed over by a first wife, went ahead and married Elisha, but she was screwing him too. She screwed him over, and he was such a chicken head, he went ahead and signed something where he admitted that he was messing along with some, lusting after some small young pussy or something like that. And essentially, he got sent to prison because of his bitch second wife here. But he didn't have balls enough to go ahead and hang tough. Now, I'm reminded here of this, this character, fairly decent, social service worker here. He says, I'm with three niggers and, myself, for competency, maintenance, because I've been found competent to stand trial, but, they won't let me go trial here because, I need to be doped up here. And, here's these damn niggers who went ahead and doped me up just to go ahead and keep me there so I couldn't go ahead and go to trial. And he said, I think you guys are so admirable because there's so many people who have mental problems here and they don't have a tenth of the legal problems you do. And I said, look, Dwayne, the fact of the matter is that be we innocent or guilty, and it's rougher if you're innocent, because then at least you didn't have the satisfaction committing the crime. We don't have any choice but to go ahead and maintain tough, because as long as the government's trying to go ahead and send us to prison for the rest of our lives here. So if we wanted to go ahead and be insane, this would be the place to go ahead and do so. Because it's really easy to go ahead and be insane here because it's expected of you. Well, we don't have any choice on the matter but to hang tough. And what happens is, the three niggers agreed with me on that one. You know what I mean? Usually they didn't agree with me on much, except one. He's a pretty good nigger here. He's pretty, and I think he's probably in for what he was charged with, but, even so, I hope he, managed to go ahead and get off of it here. Most of these intellectuals are not tough here. In one case of Kevin Alfred Strom here, Pierce was known himself as being, a physical coward. There's stories where he ran away from a conflict. And there's people said that, George Lincoln Rockwell despised him because he was a coward. And he might have been here. I don't know. That's another thing about intellectuals is that they think too much. They don't do. They're all sort of brain here, but they're not really brain. They're all brain, but they don't have any balls. And that's the thing about here. I'm telling old Fade here. Don't even think of setting up another national alliance because Pierce couldn't do it. Not even with $400,000 worth of order money, you're not going to go ahead and do it. You're going to have the same amount of stupid wiggers running around and Zodbots. Pierce, I think Pierce was, somebody said Pierce went ahead and when he found out he's dying, he decided not to go ahead and do it. I think Zog had Pierce by the nutsack the entire time. Told Pierce, guess what? We know you got $400,000 worth of stolen money, and we can send you to prison anytime we want to. So you be on a little lookout here, just like we have at Butler's place with his, with his charge, like we have at Elohim City. And Pierce didn't have any choice in the matter. So how come Pierce didn't go ahead and give it to, say, Billy Roper? And the answer is that probably Zog had a veto. Said, look, Pierce, we can send you to prison for your last month of your life here. You dick with us. And Pierce went ahead and allowed it to happen. So, yeah, that's the problem I have with intellectuals. You can't trust them. They don't have any courage. They think too much. They're used to going ahead and essentially telling what the teacher wants to say. And if you end up having, 12 years from kindergarten, 13 years from kindergarten to 12th grade, and then another 4 to 6 to 8 years, second more dick, at the end of 20 years dick sucking, you're going to just be a dick sucker. That's all you're going to be. You're not going to be an independent thinker. There's a story throughout the world here that American college graduates take 4 years to learn to be college educated. It takes them 40 years to get over it. That's an old saw throughout the rest of the world. Anyway, Zogboss, that's sort of like Agent Provocateur. I just call them Zogboss because essentially they're just Zog robots. So, anyway, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some women who could go ahead and do with an ass whipping here. But the thing about it is, if you're yoked to some woman who you end up having to beat up all the time, get rid of her. Or get rid of get yourself out of it here. Because, shoot, it's not healthy to go ahead and be beating women all the time here. There's no sense to it. I've had a few arguments with Roxy in the 23 years we've been together. But I've never had to hit her or threaten to hit her or anything like that. I mean, shoot. If she wasn't emotionally stable, I'd just simply walked out the door here and not come back a long time ago. If you don't like the person you're with, don't be with them. And I look at it here. I was looking at my brother Pig Oak here. He's yelling his bitch here, and I can hear him from about 50 yards off. She said, Why do you want to be such a dick all of a sudden? He goes ahead and says, because you're just such a fucking bitch all the time. So he went ahead and he got in the pickup truck here, and I was looking out and I was saying, poor Farmer Pig Hook. she squeezed out his kid, not this March, but last March here. He got another 17 years of having to listen to that shit. Yeah. Oh, the old poopy dog, he just jumped in my lap here. He's pretty easy to get along with here. He even forgives me for going ahead and bringing him to mama here for a flea bath. But I was looking at it and poor Farmer Pig, okay, you got there 17 years and some odd months here, of having to put up with this shit. Until the kid reaches 18. And why are you trying to steal from me here? Because, on behalf of that bitch, because she's going to screw you. She's just going to go ahead and screw you. But, anyway, that's what I have problems with intellectuals here. And if Faith's listening, look, Faith, do what you do best. I like thinking that I treat people like they are. What you do best is that you do best by maintaining a relatively open form, open to all. And I ain't saying get rid of Wigger Skull. I ain't saying get rid of Terry Glenn Miller. But on the other hand, don't go ahead and give them any support. Don't give them any assistance here. Let me go ahead and chew on their ass. Fair Glenn Miller won't even talk to me. Wiggers will. He don't want to talk to me either. You know, they got some other little creator who I call congenitally creatarded / biological racist. And I guess the guy thinks he's real smart. I don't know. But in any case, you know, do what you do best, Fade. Keep an open forum. And if somebody goes ahead, you know, just like this guy did here, he writes something, just because the rest of you Wiggers don't like it, let the guy keep up what he posted here, because I remember it's a pretty good article. Whatever, everybody bitched here, so he went ahead and created a different one. That ain't the way to run a railroad here. If you want independent thought here, when independent thought occurs, you encourage it here. Just because one of your under Wiggers don't agree with you, you know, all the time, well, live with it here. What you're trying to do, if you're a leader, you're trying to go ahead and develop people who can go ahead and work on their own. In any case, you need to go ahead when you talk about the changes that you made, like Greg Johnson out, you in. You need to go ahead and tell about why this has happened here. You need to go ahead and let people know here, because essentially, if they don't know, people like me are going to go ahead and come up with a reason for it one way or the other. You know what I mean? So anyway. I probably chewed ass on Fade the Butcher quite a bit here. And, let me say is that it's because I think he can go ahead and handle the criticism here. I don't think Fade is a Zogbot. In some cases, he is a Gale. In some cases, he is a damn fool. I don't think he's a Zogbot. And I do think that he needs to go ahead and essentially encourage independent thinking. And indulge in some of it yourself, Fade. And when you end up, coming to a logical trap, you need to go ahead and say, kill the Jews, kill the Jews, kill the Jews, kill the niggers, kill the niggers, kill the niggers. But it doesn't make sense to go ahead and say about how they're incompatible with white society. I mean, to paraphrase Joseph Stalin, you can't trust the niggers and Jews and beaners to go ahead and liquidate themselves. Now, that doesn't mean you have to say to liquidate them, but don't go ahead and pretend that somehow you're going to go to bed one day here and then the magical fairy godmother creator is going to go ahead and wave its magic, wave its magic dildo, and you're going to go ahead and wake up to a world without Jews and niggers and beaners. That ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen at all. If it could happen, it'd be wonderful, but it ain't going to happen. So, I mean, go ahead and keep an open forum. Go ahead and keep a relatively open blog. Don't let your little tars like Robert Campbell / Tard Wee Wee Wheelsburg censor people. And what happens is that if you end up having a Trader Glenn Miller or something like that incursion, well, go ahead and confine them to a gulag. For that matter, confine me to a gulag if you don't like what I say. But don't go ahead and censor my posts. I don't like that. You go ahead and show that you're a pussy. And, by all means, if there's going to be a change to where you end up having more and more power over more and more stuff, you need to go ahead and tell why that happened. Why they chose you to go ahead and do this shit here. Because Zog wants centralization. Zog wants, collectivization. The movement, what it requires is decentralization. And more people able to go ahead and be actual leaders. If you're an actual leader, you're developing, your replacement. You're going ahead, if you're 30 years old, you're going ahead and looking for smart 25-year-olds to go ahead and do what you can do. Do what you can do here.
Anyway, I think that's about enough, and I think I pretty well covered quite a bit. Essentially, what I wanted to cover is why intellectuals, they don't make good leaders, and they don't. I really can't see, there were some smart people. There were smart people, but usually they were not intellectuals. I can't remember anybody in the bowel movement. Certainly not really anybody in history who's ever been a great leader and being an intellectual. Usually the people who are great leaders are men of action. And what happens, the intellectuals, they're usually not men of action. They're not at all. Pierce essentially got $400,000. He bought a farm, and he went ahead and used that $400,000. And let me give Pierce credit. He was a good businessman. And he didn't go run through it like Trader Glenn Miller did. Why did Trader Glenn Miller just ran through it? Just like a smoked rat. Anyway, my cell phone's about to go ahead and go. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Say, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.